You're listening to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Maybe your soul's in your brain, then.
What are you talking about?
But the soul.
There's no proof of a soul.
How come when you die, then, how come the life comes out of your eyes?
What how the that? Fuck do you know?
But do you know what I'm talking about?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Like, twinkle in your eye goes dull. Why does that happen? I thought that was your soul leaving your body.
Are you fucking serious?
Like, how would there be proof of that?
I thought that it happened. I thought...
How?
You never saw, like, something die in front of you, and its eyes go...
Blank?
Change. Yeah.
Okay, but where do you see the soul leaving?
You know that...
You know what, Father? She's right. Because that's when the doctors stop doing CPR, when they see the soul leave through the eyes. Oh, he's fucked. He's done. Call it.
Oh, God.
Time of death.
It's over.
Like...
No! Get the soul! Push it back in!
Like when a dog dies in front of you. Its eyes are alive, and then they're... The light leaves.
That's...
I've never heard anything like that.
I mean, either. That's the thing. It's like...
I say because I saw it.
No, you didn't see anything. Even you just saw eyes glazed over. I'll paint a disturbing picture for you. Years ago when we had to put our cat to sleep, not only did its eyes glaze over, but its tongue swelled up immediately, like huge, and it was so disturbing. So what, do you think the soul got caught in the tongue? It was leaving? Like, what's your answer to that? Could you make a case that the soul was caught by the tongue?
Fuck no. No way.
His tongue was hanging on to the soul that you couldn't see and be like, wait, take me with you. You ever see in movies when someone closes the eye after someone dies?
They're trapping the soul
well,
in.
Well, yeah, like they're basically closing the gate on the soul.
The soul was like, fuck, I was able to go to heaven. Now I'm stuck underground.
The head of my soul got out, but the rest of me stuck in here.
Would the eye even close if the soul's trying to get out? It's like trying to close a door with like an arm in it.
You might get stuck.
But the door wouldn't close all the way, so the eye shouldn't close all the way.
That's true. The soul or spirit has never been scientifically proven to be real. But many forms of religions have taught that people have a soul.
And I was brought up religious.
Religious? You're also brought up illiterate.
Look, you're illiterate in the first place, okay?
No, but I saw the light leave.
That's not seeing a light leave. Just because you see something change in the eyes, it doesn't mean that that's what happened.
That's what I saw.
No, you didn't see. How do you see a light leave?
Black.
Do you think your eyes just like sit in your skull, or do they connect to something?
They connect to something.
What do they connect to?
My brain.
When you're dead, does your brain still work?
Do you have?
Answer the question.
Yeah.
When you're dead, does your brain still work?
For a little bit?
Is blood still pumping through your brain?
No, I guess not.
Then, if there's no blood pumping through, wouldn't you think there would be some sort of change in the eye since the eyes are connected to the brain?
Yes.
Okay, then that's fucking it. It's not a spirit.
Oh my God, this changes everything.
What, are you starting to realize how dumb you sound?
You're listening to the fucking Jersey Jicks, assholes.
Like me on the black and white ivory, getting six on a Tito. You don't wanna see a G break your ass like dishes, buster ass tricks, sleep with the fishes, running from Lennox up at Venice. They wanna have me in stripes like Dennis the Menace, but that ain't poppin', ain't no stopping. Faux hopping, ass dropping, cook the bill, my truth is ill. Fool, I got skills, so back on up before I check that chin. Down as fuck and I'm full off hand. You get no love and I thought you knew it. Fool, you know how we do it. Chilling with the homies, smelling the bud. Double park, then I'm talking to Dub about who.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com. I was going to tell everybody to Go to iTunes and subscribe to us.
Well, you still can, because by the time this is downloadable, we won't have an issue anymore.
Okay, well, go to iTunes, subscribe to us, leave us a nice review. Don't forget to go on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, find us. And Skype in. Our Skype name is Jersey Jerks. And if you have an iPhone or an iPad, why don't you download the Riotcast app and the TuneIn app if you have a Droid.
So you can listen to us live.
Yeah, you can listen to us live.
Yes.
Yes, Marco.
Word.
Word.
Once again, we break something.
Man, yeah, fuck iTunes.
Apparently the internet hates us.
Seriously, fuck iTunes.
We're too bad for iTunes.
We got suspended from iTunes because there was foul language in our descriptions.
That's horrible.
Fuck the Apple.
That's ridiculous.
Right, iTunes is Apple?
Like you said.
No, it's Cherry.
You said, Apple and Dr. Dre.
I didn't say that. He did.
Oh, well, whoever.
Well, yeah.
Wrong fat guy.
We curse too much, so we're not good enough for iTunes. Meanwhile, they go into business with a notorious fucking woman beater.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
Right. The notorious P.I.G.
Unbelievable. Sprance texted me tonight, too. Asking what happened.
What happened is...
I don't know why he's asking you. You don't do nothing.
I know. I'm the guy that everybody goes through. Okay?
You made that evident years ago. You're the creator.
I'm the guy behind the
So guy. This all falls on you when shit goes wrong.
Yeah. I'm used to that by now. I'm used to that.
But what's with all this attention all of a sudden we're getting and we're breaking? Like, the internet, Canada hates us. Fucking no, iTunes hates us.
I don't fucking know.
It's only Marco.
Blame me.
I'm blaming you.
We're too big for
you. Are you really playing a fucking game?
I'm almost
Get off your phone right now.
I have to die.
Get out.
I'm going to die.
Go in the bathroom for 5 minutes.
The only way, just
finish
it. Put her in the bathroom.
Just finish. Do what you got to do.
It's over.
Why are you looking at me? Wait, she's not my pet.
I'm not his pet. What the fuck?
Put her somewhere.
No, your pets are disciplined.
I'm disciplined.
The only thing I could do is kick her out, and I don't want to do that.
No, don't kick her out.
No, I'm not going to. But I can't tell her to go to the bathroom.
Time out.
It's not a dog. Go potty. Go potty.
It's like the Bronx Tale. Put her in the bathroom.
The only way I can stop playing the game is if I die.
Okay. You decide to start the game 2 minutes before the show?
No,
She's been doing it since she's been here.
I was doing really well. And then I was like, I was trying to do it. Then
I don't
want to
fuck with your money. You're right. I don't want to fuck with your money.
Oh, my God. Fuck you.
Jesus Christ.
This game, I feel like, honestly, to be honest with you.
What game is it, by the way?
10-10.
What's 10-10?
It's like Tetris.
Okay.
But I feel like I should take
it
off my phone.
Was it like different shaped trailers? Yeah,
fuck you. So it's like.
Double wide, extra points.
It's like Tetris, and it's fucking insanely addicting, but it's like causing massive problems in every aspect of my life. So I think I should like download or take it off my phone.
Who won the
point.
Super Bowl in 1998? I'm playing my game right now. I need
the Denver Broncos.
Oh,
okay,
fuck you. Sure.
Are you serious?
Don't
Are you
be
playing
a dick.
A game right now?
No.
I started it 5 minutes ago. I was just doing very well.
Unbelievable.
Don't rag on me.
Yeah.
I'm not bragging on you. Put it on yourself.
I did not. You do it to yourself. I started it.
Hey, don't make me have to separate you two.
Marco, do you want me to hate you again?
I don't give a fuck if you hate me, love
Whoa.
Me.
Wait, hold on
it
a second.
Don't matter. You well, call me out
Marco
for shit,
is
I'll
on a
call
roll.
You out for shit.
What the fuck do I ever call you out
nothing
for?
Nothing lately for some reason. We're on like the same page. It's kind of
yeah,
scary.
Things have been very well between us, actually.
Yeah, let's not ruin
and
it.
And apparently
I'm sorry.
You
no, let's start
throw
a fight.
A wrench in it now.
I apologize. You accept my apology?
No, fuck you.
Don't fucking play games.
Oh my God, don't tell me how to live my life.
Who's telling you? Are you fucking retarded?
You are literally telling me
Chris,
not
you go
to play
outside?
Games.
Right now, don't play
Chris, you
want to
go potty?
It was
I love
five
how
minutes.
I started this.
He actually did.
Fuck you, Marco.
Don't play games.
Listen.
Jesus Christ. Can't you wait till after?
The only time you ever talk is when you're going to argue with me.
The only time
Fuck
you talk is when you say something stupid.
You know what's funny? Marco okay. never talks into the mic, and now he's actually screaming into it.
Sorry.
He's angry.
I'm not angry.
You're angry.
No.
Yeah, you are.
God damn.
Jesus.
Rare.
So did you get any back feedback from young Mike about the whole Pedro thing? Did you tell him not to fucking contact listeners when they call and be creepy with you?
Oh, my God. Yeah. I mean, he knows that, but he does
he knows it's fucking just...
He does not like Pedro at all.
Well, who does?
Yeah, but I love Pedro. Does not like
Pedro.
Pedro.
No,
young all right, Mike
I should rephrase
not.
That. As a boyfriend, would you like Pedro doing that to your woman?
Yeah, he makes you look great.
That's a good way of looking at it. See, young Mikey, that's the way.
No, young Mike does not like it at all.
Yeah,
he's
but
not a fan
did
of Pedro.
You explain to young Mike?
I did.
Background
I explained it, and he said, "I don't give a fuck. He is a creepy asshole."
Yes,
yes.
And I was like,
yes.
"Yeah, that's his deal."
He's a creepy asshole on Stern. He's a creepy asshole on Bubba. He's a creepy asshole on fucking TV when he walks by and yells "Baba Booey!"
In the middle, does he do that?
Yes, he's all over the place.
Does
he's
he got, wear masks?
I don't know. No, he's off camera. He doesn't want anybody to see what he looks like. He was burned in a meth cooking accident, I think.
Is that what he says?
No, I don't know. Who knows? He's a mystery to me.
All right. Whatevs.
But he loves you, and he loves...
He does love me.
He loves Lori Levine.
I love Lori as well. She's cool people.
You know, I love Lori.
Well, you're creepy as fuck.
I am not creepy.
Yeah, you are.
You're Pedro without the accent.
Even when we were in studio at... Gloria,
what did I do?
You were like giving her eyes, and you were just like, "Hey."
Oh, that's Marco, though. Yeah. Hold on a second.
You were
that's
looking
Marco.
At her like she was a Reese cup.
She's hot.
That's just Marco, though. He'll do one of these things.
No, I did one of these things.
You were oogling the fuck out of her.
Rob was kicking me under the fucking.
Was he really?
Yeah. Pay attention.
And Lori was just sitting there being all cute.
Low cut shirt. Oh,
she was being cute. She's like, "It's okay. You can look at me."
Yeah.
And we were like, "What the fuck?"
You could be creepy with me. I've seen worse.
She did say that.
She's fucking hot.
She is hot.
I told her I'd sniff the seat after she got up.
Oh, you're a dirty fuck.
What's wrong with that?
You're a sick fuck.
I am. That's okay.
It's
look
okay
at Lori.
To be
she's
sick.
Fucking hot.
She is hot. She could get it.
And I can say these things because I know I know I have zero chance, so it's easier to say this shit.
So you don't fear rejection
because
it's
rejection
already happening.
Rejection happened the day I was born. I was born ugly and she was born pretty, and that's just the way it is.
You don't know that. You don't know. She could have been ugly as shit when she was a kid.
She could have, but a beautiful,
I seriously doubt
a beautiful
it.
Angel like that, I don't think so.
Oh, my God.
Cunt.
A beautiful angel. Who are you?
I can't wait. I cannot wait till our show with those guys.
Me and young Mike are going up to see Shannon on the 16th.
What?
You're going in? Are you doing
the ep?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Oh, and we're gonna go up
I like
there
it.
And
good,
do it.
September 16th?
Yeah. Yep.
Good for you.
Yeah, I'm stoked.
That's awesome. Is that when? Is that a weeknight?
It's a Wednesday night.
Okay, that's good.
Nice.
That's awesome. I think that's going to be great.
Yeah, I think so too. I think it'll be nice.
Unfortunately, the guys are going to be taking separate trains home.
Yeah, this it could go south.
It's not going to go south.
He's going to be like, catch a train. I'm taking my car bed home.
Just note to Shannon, don't reveal where it's at. So
what do you mean?
Well,
she's not a fucking novice, dude.
I know, but Pedro's
well,
listening.
You really think all women are stupid,
yes,
don't you?
Yes, I do. Most of them.
I mean, I don't
that's
disagree with you, but it's just so obvious coming
no,
out of your
I'm
mouth.
Playing. Well, you don't know. Shannon don't sound like the
Shannon's not
going to
fucking sit there and tell where they're at.
No,
like,
why
my
would
studio's
she...
on 16th.
No, stop. She's never done that in two fucking years.
All right, I'm just making sure.
Have you ever been on her show? You have, haven't you?
Yeah, I'm through the phone. I haven't been in the studio that she goes to.
I'm shutting down the studio.
After trying
y'all.
To sniff that one girl's seat, I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm banned from town. Shannon's not going to invite me into the studio. Are you kidding me?
I wouldn't either.
Oh, yeah, she would.
I'm having
she's
second
so
thoughts
sweet.
About you being here right now. You might want to Skype in next
Listen,
week.
I'm not sniffing your seat, buddy.
I'm not worried about that.
No, but
you just looked at my bed creepy, though.
You took a picture of Bobby Kelly's toilet, so there's different ways to be creepy to different people.
You do that's, have a, you do fine. Have you do that's have fine. A moderate creep factor. You know that right?
Of course.
Okay.
You own it.
You
that's good.
Know.
At least you own it.
I own
that's
it.
Good.
Guess what? If I didn't, that's a funny thing.
You know
that's
what's
funny?
And I think
I got to contribute somehow.
I think in the
okay?
beginning,
I'm not funny. Someone
no, you contribute, dude. Trust me. Your life has been nothing but gold for us. But in all honesty, I think in the beginning you didn't realize you had a creep. I think this we kind of brought it to light.
Oh, I'm owning that motherfucker.
And you're accepting it with age.
I will wear it.
Wear it
badge
with pride.
Of honor. Yes.
Get your little hat that says.
See, sometimes I might say something creepy and I kind of cringe. I'm like, did I really just say that? That was
I'm
bad.
Not cringing. No way.
I don't know. It just rubs me the wrong way. Not you. I'm saying if I say something, if I slip something, I'm like, ooh, that didn't sound good.
Because you're not a creep.
No, I'm not a creep. I'm just an asshole. I am.
Yes.
Yeah, you're I'm proud creep. Of that.
We all have our cross to bear.
That's true.
You know, right? Am I correct?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mrs. is cocaine.
Yeah, mine's
heroin,
cocaine.
Crack.
You're a creep. You're an asshole.
You're a pedophile.
I'm not a pedophile.
what's Chris?
Chris is a combination of everything.
That's a good guy.
Chris is a smorgasbord.
Chris is just all things.
He's all creepers, all ethnicists.
He's all of us in one.
I'm good at everything, great at nothing.
You're a true journeyman.
That's great.
But as long as you accept it about yourself, then fucking it's okay. Right.
And as a show, you're our cross to bear, and we accept it.
I feel like I bring a lot.
You
I
do.
Know
Missy,
you guys,
I'm fucking with you. You know
guys,
you bring a
but
lot.
But if you, bullshit. I feel like you would miss me if I was gone.
Of course we would.
You would?
I would.
You would? Chris?
What's the question?
What are you doing, playing pinball wizard on the
computer? Oh,
playing Pac-Man.
Okay.
Chris is playing Minesweeper.
Oh my
it's
God.
Tough to do on your keyboard, isn't it? You got to use the arrows.
Whatever.
Is he checking in over there?
Young Mike says that we sound too close to the mics.
Do we? Thanks, Young Mike.
Young Mike, you might want to back up from the computer or the phone. No, I'm just kidding. Well, that's because they were yelling.
Yeah.
You guys were yelling.
We were fighting at one point.
Yeah. Arguing, debating. I wouldn't say fighting.
We were fighting.
No, we're not fighting.
We were bickering.
You guys had a little marital spat right there.
That's marital fine. Spat.
Don't need any
you guys
more of
are,
those.
You guys are...
Got enough of those.
Mark is firing on all cylinders tonight.
Shit, man.
You're a little angsty. A little backed up.
Oh, my God.
Fire out like a cannon.
Right?
Man.
Christ almighty.
Yeah.
I need to calm you down.
I should go up to New York with you.
You should.
I can't.
Why?
Works. I can't take off quite yet. But I would, and normally, you know, I would.
That's
get
true.
To hang out with Young Mike. Talk some hip-hop.
You would go?
I'd go, yeah.
Oh, nobody famous is going to be there. I didn't think he'd fucking go.
Shannon.
She ain't famous.
She's been on, right, you know what, dude, more times than us. She's got more of a plug. She's getting more plugs from Bobby than we did.
You know, I'm not surprised after the fucking one time these two went up there, that horrible show.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. We got to bring that up.
That was bad. That was bad, but it was his fault. I blame him.
Yeah.
We shouldn't have drove. We shouldn't have drove up there that day. It was a bad day to drive.
We forced it. We paid for it.
I did pay for it. Community service, thanks to you.
Wait, did you? You did do community service?
Yeah,
holy shit.
I did do community service. If he showed up at the fucking court, I wouldn't have had to do anything.
You're an asshole.
You really are. I had to fucking go with him.
I was.
You didn't have
to.
You offered, and I appreciate it.
I would have went. I never thought.
No, you said you couldn't go. I asked you. You said you would go with me, and then that week, you said I can't get off work, and I'm like, fuck.
Oh, I got rejected. I did get rejected. I couldn't.
Well, you told me you had already taken off, but you said somebody else. Was out for some reason and you had to cover him or something like that. And I'm
sounds
like.
Sounds like a lie.
Yeah, it did sound like a lie. I don't believe it for a heartbeat.
Exactly.
I don't believe
it. Fucked up.
See, that's
fucked
don't take
up.
That the wrong way, but
I'm supposed to take it, you jerk off.
You should just own it.
Seriously.
Dude, just
no,
own
I'm not
it.
Owning something
no,
like that.
No,
that's
listen.
Bullshit.
Listen.
You're ornery tonight.
I'm not. What?
Ornery.
I'm not ornery.
Is that the right word?
Listen, it is what it is. I realized it. After you said it, I'm like, I got off the phone. I'm like, fucking lying piece of shit.
Stop.
No, really.
Fucking asshole.
No.
It's fucked up.
It is fucked up. On my end, it's fucked up.
Whatever. I'm not going to, I can't listen to this. This is bullshit.
Yeah. God forbid. God forbid.
We got somebody calling in.
Well, really fuck them.
Yo.
What up?
Yo, who's this?
Hi, this is Joel, that dude you bumped into at Columbus. What's going on?
Hey, Joel, what's happening?
Hi, Joel.
This is the guy that I told you that recognized me at the Columbus farmer's market.
Okay.
Out of nowhere. It was the big guy eating the six hot dogs.
What?
And I looked at him and I was like, this dude is eating all these hot. Who's this guy?
I'm concerned with your hobbies, Marco.
Yeah, watching guys eat hot dogs. That's a pretty gay hobby.
Joel's handsome dude, but he's just a big guy.
So what? We're all big guys. You got a problem with that?
No, but I don't hold six hot dogs and bring attention to myself.
Okay.
Hey, what's up, Joel?
Joel, where are you? Hey. In a swamp?
Yeah, I know, right?
Are you at Shannon's house?
Hello.
Don't go into the wind tunnel. Always going into the wind tunnel.
Hey.
Good talk.
Can you guys hear me all right?
Now we can. Can you hear us?
Yes, 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 yes.
Okay.
What's up,
sorry,
buddy?
I came closer to the router.
Oh, yes.
But, I'm calling in because I've been sitting here trying to, looking for your shows all over the place. I've been contacting Marco and Missy, via social media and stuff like that. I've been bitching about it lately. I'm looking for you guys on Stitcher, and I know, Rob Sprance probably won't be happy about that because, he probably wants me to listen through the Riotcast app or whatever. But I found you guys via Stitcher through the local option.
Right. What, the Riotcast app's not working? Is that what you're saying?
Well, the Riotcast, it was having some glitches when I was trying to, when I was trying to get some episodes. And I don't know if your episodes are not, loading up on the
iTunes.
On the app.
Maybe. Yeah, we've been having some issues lately.
Nah, no problem. I figured. Missy and Marco has been, real good and, patient with dealing with me and stuff and answering the social media. But
yeah, you're
I just
a pain
wanted
in
to
the
call
ass.
In because he asked me when we were at Columbus, why don't I ever call into the show? I just downloaded Skype because I got the Facebook message that you guys were going live, and I was like, this is the only way I'm going to hear it because I'm not going to get it by iTunes or Stitcher. So
that's a true statement right now.
But anyway, I just wanted to tell you guys I'm big fans. I love the show, man. I hope, for a minute there, I thought you guys quit because you guys were, a few months back, you guys were talking about quitting and stuff. So I thought I'd call in and tell you guys shouldn't do that. I'm a truck driver. I'm on the road all the time. I listen to you guys. And, you guys get me through my day sometimes and stuff like that, and I'm going to stop sucking dick, so.
Oh, we appreciate that, man. And listen, we're not going to quit. The only reason why we were, it was Marco's fault. So next time you see him, throw a hot dog at his fucking head.
But you guys are great. Thank you so much. You guys make me laugh all the time, but be good. I ain't going to hold your time up, but thanks for letting me call in and answer my Skype. I appreciate it. And I can't wait till, this episode loads up so I can hear myself make an ass of myself.
Nah, you're good, Joel. Thanks, buddy, and be safe on the road, brother.
All right, take care, man. Be good, guys.
All right, man.
And gal. Later.
Peace.
There he is.
Oh, yeah, Joel.
Yeah, that's the guy that recognized me out of nowhere.
Really?
Yeah.
You just have that face like someone you can't trust or rely on.
That fat fucking face. If you look at
he looks like a fucking creep. Do you think that's Marco from the Jersey Jerks?
No, the guy looked at him. He's like, you know what? He looks like the kind of guy that I can never get to show up at a court case.
He looks like the type of guy that would just leave his boy hanging.
Yeah.
That's bullshit, man.
He looks like the kind of guy that would ride someone's coattails to get ahead.
That you're right on.
He looks like the kind of guy that would take a picture of someone's toilet.
That you're right on again. And guess what? When I go over this house for a barbecue, I want to take a picture of his new toilet.
Dude, I'm surprised you don't drink out of the bidet.
He's got a bidet.
He does.
Oh, you know,
are creepy.
I'm putting that shit up.
You are creepy.
I'm putting that shit up full blast and taking a picture.
Put it
of
on
it.
Periscope.
Fuck that. You know what I'm going to do? I'm gonna GoPro that shit.
There you That's go.
What are you going to tie it to your dick when you're pissing?
Ew, come on.
Yeah, gotta tie it to your dick so we can see the stream.
I gotta go to Amazon and see if they have a dick harness for the GoPro.
Jesus Christ.
Just use some gaffer tape.
They got harnesses for everything else. Dick harness. There's just,
My God.
There's no sticky tape.
Just use like a little paper clip.
I'm girthy, not long. Oh, shit.
Man.
What the fuck, man? It's like just boom.
Yeah, dude.
Taking off.
Are you on coke?
No.
Are you on Adderall?
No.
Liar.
High on life.
No, man.
Why don't you talk about why you're so high on life?
No reason. Just.
What, do you no just reason. Want to run interference so you can play the game again?
No. I was just wondering.
Nothing, man. Just
all right.
Not really high on life.
All right.
Just not high on drugs.
Adderall. I can tell.
I don't take Adderall.
I think you do.
I think you're a moron. I think. No, no drugs.
Good.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't say that.
You take
heart.
You take heart medication.
Blood pressure.
But don't you take anxiety medication
done
as
with
well?
That. No,
you're
no,
done with that.
No, I don't get the anxiety that I used to get.
Wonder why?
Sometimes I stopped a while ago. Okay. Stopped a while ago taking medicine for it. Just like on the train, she like when we went to New York, Missy and I wasn't that anxious.
No, you were cool.
No, I wasn't that anxious.
You were chill. We bonded.
The shit was like a 4 or 5 year period.
That's probably because you're slowly dying from your sleep apnea.
Probably.
Yeah. That's why you take heart medication. Your sleep apnea is killing you.
That's part of it. Yep. I keep postponing my doc's appointment because he wants me to lose like 10 pounds, and I just haven't really...
Take a shit.
Speaking of shit, I should have took the picture of one today.
No, thank you.
When did he tell you to lose 10 pounds?
Your doctor sucks.
Well, he told me to lose more than 10, but he said, why don't you start with, you know...
Why don't you start with 10, you fat fuck, and then work your way up from there?
Oh, I said lose 10, not gain 10, you fat fuck.
I haven't gained. That's good. I haven't gained.
Do you do one of those things that I do? Do you take, like, your sneakers off when you weigh yourself?
Fucking right.
Yeah, because you don't want that weight on there.
Nope.
Every ounce counts.
Sneakers weigh 9 pounds.
Yeah. No, these shoes are steel-toed. I can't use these.
The belt.
I got steel-toed work boots on. I can't do this.
I take the watch off. Like, every ounce counts.
Yeah. These boots are 7 pounds.
Look, I lost a quarter of a pound. I'm doing my part.
I had a fart today. I think I lost 3 pounds on. I was driving and I just heard. I just thought there was something wrong with the truck. I'm like, Jesus Christ!
Nah, I took a massive one today. It was like a buoy. You like poked its head out, came
Baba
back
buoy?
Out. Yeah, like a buoy.
Like a turtle head.
Yeah, like a turtle head.
You were prairie dogging it?
No, I said after went in the toilet, like it popped back up and went back in.
Oh, it was
like
bobbing.
It's bobbing
fucking up disgusting. Like
Jesus Christ. Yeah, like Marco, can you bring this up at 10:30 in the morning and not at night?
Yeah, sorry, Missy.
Like bobbing. Missy, do you ever look back at your shit when
always.
You... Oh, okay.
But still, I don't know if you were one of those. Bobbing.
I thought you were one of those crouch and run people. You just
no. Most of the time it's gone. Like it vanishes.
You got ghost shit?
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
Never bobs. What the hell are you eating?
We quote Bobby, one of Bobby Joe's like a speakeasy, you know, looking out with one eye. Password.
Ew.
One of those things.
That's like our fucking RSS feed at this
yeah.
point.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, what's one the, minute you see it,
what's
one
the password? Yeah, it's fucked up. Yo, I know a lot of people that listen aren't from our area, but one of the biggest things that is like on the news around here is the Pope visit.
Yeah.
And how much of a fucking disaster it's going to be. And I heard that there's the Pope bot now.
There is the Pope bot.
Yeah.
Like we had.
I helped make the Pope bot.
You did?
I did.
You're the reason why I hate life.
Wasn't my idea, but I did help make it.
So it's not going to work then.
Now, so far, I think it's at Jimmy Buffett tonight.
I would love for it to show up so I can curb stomp it. Seriously, like, I'm so sick of this bot shit.
Yeah, but it was funny.
Pope bot.
The hitch bot. It's all, you know, playing the
You know, Missy
bot.
Sent us an article about, well, how many reasons was it? For
seven.
Seven reasons why Mike Judge's movie Idiocracy is coming upon us.
Right.
This is exactly why. Shit like this. Social media is the reason why. It has a lot to do with that in reality TV.
It has a lot to do with that.
Yeah, I know.
But
and I've been saying this for years
you
now.
You have been.
How people are just getting dumber because of social media, because of reality television.
It's going to keep getting worse.
And it's only going to get worse. Now these new generation of kids. Marco, get your kid to do shit that you were doing when you were a kid. Have them fucking don't let them be playing.
I'm trying to figure out what that was.
No, I'm saying let them play outside.
Watch
MTV. No, let them play outside. Let them do shit. Don't fucking give him a cell phone at a young age, man. Keep him away from social media.
Make sure he's got his socks pulled up to his knees.
I didn't say be just like him. Saying you know what Marco had available to him as a child, Marco should reciprocate that to his son.
Hockey stick, a hockey puck.
Right. Get him to play sports.
Yeah, but
pads.
What's he gonna do? Play by himself? All of the kids are.
No, he's already in sport. He's already
no,
in soccer.
No, you get them with other kids that do the same thing. I mean, they're still.
Do you think
kids.
There's going to be a lot?
Yes, yeah. Their sports will never go away.
You keep them busy.
My friend's daughter is like a. She's apparently a goddess at field hockey, and she's in high school now. And you know, he tells her he doesn't push it on her. He says, "If you want to play, I'll take care of everything, but you have to really, you know,
yeah, like apply
yourself, right?" And she does, and she's great at it. And I commend him for it, because he hasn't let her fall into that social media nightmare where it runs her life. You know what I'm saying? So, and I'm that's why I'm thinking maybe having a kid isn't such a great idea.
Did you want to have kids?
I do, sort of, but I also don't, because the way the world's shaping up to be, I don't want my kid to be another fucking casualty of being stupid.
Yeah.
Because I'll kill the kid. I'll put the kid out of his misery.
Well, then you would just teach it to grow up to not be an asshole.
Yeah, that's hard to do, though, when you have friends. It's the friends that shape the children. Yeah, it's not the parents. I mean, it's the parents' job to do the right thing when the kid's under their roof. But when they go out with friends, the parents can't be there all the time. So they have to make good decisions, hoping that they learn and understand what the parents say and take it out into the real world. Unfortunately, there's certain people that are followers and not leaders and decide to follow the idiots.
Were you a follower or a leader?
Neither.
You just went with the grain?
I just did what I wanted to do.
Were you guys like that too? Were you like that, Chris?
I don't know. I definitely wouldn't say follower, but I don't think leader either.
Yeah, I'm...
Marco, what do you got?
I don't think I was a leader. Definitely not a leader.
You were a follower.
I just kind of jumped
in. You were definitely more in that range.
I jumped in where I fit it. You know what I mean?
But that's what I mean. Yeah. You followed...
I wasn't the one to start,
Right. You didn't start the clicks. You joined them. Yeah.
That's all. It wasn't nothing...
Interesting.
Yeah. I did what I felt I wanted to do.
Cast, I mean.
Right, yeah, yeah, right. Yeah, I did what I felt was right for me at the time. Like, if I want to hang out with my friends and they're doing something, I'll go. If I didn't want to hang out with my friends and they're doing something, I won't go.
You never experienced FOMA?
Excuse me?
What?
FOMA. Fear of missing out.
FOMO?
FOMO.
Is that a real thing?
Yeah, FOMO. Fear of missing out.
No, not really.
Do you want to do it, or you want me to do it?
Chris, please.
You stupid fucking cunt.
It's a thing.
No, apparently my soundboard's hooked up to iTunes because it ain't working right now.
Not working?
No.
I can't believe we got booted off of iTunes. There you go.
Work on it. Now what? You were a what? Follower?
No.
Nah.
But you weren't a leader either.
I was a loner.
No.
Man, when I was a
You were
kid,
a loner when you were young, but I mean.
After high school, I guess, I started to have a group of friends and stuff like that. Mm. But before that, I just had a shitload of friends, but I always liked hanging out by myself, mostly.
I think you're a leader in a sense that you kind of dictate where the night's going once your friends are around. You seem like that kind of person. Like you steer.
Well, most people
you steer
are
the ship.
You saw. You saw her in action, right?
When yeah,
that was different.
Okay. That's. I would have to say that's got to be common at this point.
It's not common.
It was God different.
Damn it! I told you that a thousand.
I'm not breaking your balls about that night. No, all I'm saying is. Yeah, I'm thinking that that's a common thing.
It is not common.
Okay.
But.
I mean, you can understand why I would say that.
Absolutely.
Okay.
But people don't like to make decisions. So I.
You
usually,
don't like that.
Well, I'll make a decision then.
I know, but I'm saying because you don't gel well with indecisive people.
I don't really care. I like to go with the flow of things.
Right.
Honestly, but if we're just kind of sitting around and it's getting later and later and later and it's like, all right, I'm starting to get antsy because I get bored real easy. I'm like, all right, we got to do something because I'm either going to get angry or I'm going to get tired. So it's
you
like
get angry when shit's not happening.
When I get bored, it can go either way.
Fuck.
So getting bored is like not good. But luckily, everybody always used to likes to go with the flow. I feel so it's cool. It all works out. I got a solid crew. I feel of friends that are good.
Who's the leader of the crew?
There's no leaders, man.
Okay. There's always a leader.
Yeah.
Always somebody who draws the most attention. That's usually the leader.
I picture in my head, and I could be wrong, that you're you're in the front,
Well, I probably draw the most attention because I'm insane.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You're an asshole.
I just,
Well, no, because I dance around a lot, right. And I'm like boisterous and
fuck you.
It's like you bust through the door and you're like we're here, and then your band of nitwits is behind you.
Here.
Yeah, right. You know, nitwit 1 through 5 is behind you.
Yeah,
you guys are fucking ready to party.
Boom.
That's my vision.
That's your vision.
Yeah, it's like you just bust through the door and you guys are here.
Oh, Missy is here.
So it's nothing like
we'll
that.
We'll all have to go out, me and you.
No.
Me and you and my friends, not Marco and Chris.
No, no, no.
I mean,
no,
not
no,
Bob
no,
and Chris.
No. No. I'll take their word for it. I've known them long enough to know that that's not a good idea.
We'll see.
No, you'd have fun.
I wouldn't have fun.
Sure you would. You'd have something to bitch about. You'd call me up and be like, dude, how the fuck did you put up with her for 2 days?
That's true. Yeah. I'd like to thank you again for not exposing me to that.
No problem.
Shut up. Let's move on.
Okay. Missy and her band of nitwits.
Yes.
Actually, there was no band. It was just Missy. Yeah. she was definitely, you know,
your one woman.
One woman show.
Yeah, one woman.
She was definitely a loner.
On my own. Here we go.
Wait, you said that one.
Sometimes the sound bites actually give you material
yes,
when you read
do.
Them.
Yes, they do.
People just think we're smart and witty, but actually we read cue cards here.
Is young Mike, like, is he kind of like low key and like kind of stands in the background while you act a fool, or?
He's way more chill than I am, for sure. Like, he's not as crazy in that, like, socially.
Oh, so where is he crazy then?
I mean,
car bed. That's an implication. That's an implication.
No.
Was he like the smack in the face with his meaty clackers?
He punched me in the face last night, actually. It was an accident. I like how you guys all looked at each other. No,
all of a sudden, the show stopped being funny.
No.
Did you deserve it?
No. Okay.
Is his real name Andre Young?
No. See, now this is bad. This is bad. All right, context. I had been trying to punch him, and in his attempt to block me, he totally
fuck
clocked
you,
me.
Fuck you, you fucking whore.
He clocked me on the side of the head, like right on the temple, too. It was funny as fuck.
Dude, next time, funny. Knock her out.
I felt like I was like, I'm going to have a concussion.
Well, you can't do any much more damage than
it
already
there. It
still
hurts, actually.
Really?
A little bit.
Where'd he punch
you? You know what? If you were
in
trying
the
to
temple?
Have me, you fucking deserve it.
Yeah.
You took one in the temple.
I did. And I kept singing it. I kept singing it in my head.
Finally, that fucking band comes in handy for once.
But I did. I kept singing that fucking chicken version too in my head.
Bark, bark. That's the best version.
But yeah. But no, he's crazy, I guess, in a different way. What was that?
That was your punch to the head.
Oh. But no, he's like chill for sure, and he lets me do my thing. So
yeah,
he knows when to reel me in, and he knows when to let me
too
fly.
Crazy.
And he knows when to hold you, and knows when to punch you.
Two crazy people together could be disastrous going out.
No, see, I feel like we're crazy in different ways. That's why. I don't know.
You'll figure it out.
Yeah, I feel like everybody's crazy. In some capacity.
Crazy is like the extreme end of it. Then there's the, you know, whatever you want to call it, drama or, you know.
He's definitely not drama.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
I don't know how long he could take yours for. Pretty soon, some of those are going to be like non-accidents, those punches. Oh. Sorry, I didn't mean to do that.
God. That's nice.
That's end up being like the Three Stooges.
That would be funny.
Yeah. So the punches are going to be real. Did you just spill that beer in my car bed? Yeah, man. It should be interesting to see how this turns out.
What's that?
Used to. I'm curious. I wish this was like a video I could fast forward to the end. I can't wait to see the ending. I'm just the anticipation.
Of, what does that mean?
No. I don't necessarily mean ending like it's going to be over. I mean like what happens, you know,
later.
Yeah. Like fast forward. Like let's see where this goes. You know, sometimes you just can't. It's like a porno. Let's skip this shit.
Let's get to the juicy shit.
Yeah. Let's get to the fun stuff.
I think it's going to end up well.
Good.
You got a good feeling.
I have a very good feeling.
Good.
Are you going to go all nuts and fuck it up?
Probably. I hope not.
What are the odds? What are we saying?
Well, at least the one good thing about him listening to this show is he's probably writing notes. He's taking notes and he's remembering some of the shit that, yeah. You know, occasionally Missy can literally like fly off this fucking planet sometimes. Yeah. Like spin to the moon.
Yeah.
And fucking, you know, just all of a sudden he's going to be like, what the fuck just happened?
Does he say, what the fuck is, why do they rag on you all the time? Does he say that shit?
No. Okay. No.
He gets it.
When he first started listening, he did because he didn't understand it. So then I had to explain to him things. But then,
hey, why do they call you a fucking whore?
Yeah, dude, pretty verbatim.
Yeah.
Like I'm confused about the whore.
Did you really live in a trailer?
So then we had to have a sex talk, and then
oh really?
Yeah.
Did you guys share numbers?
Yeah.
Did he fall off the fucking chair?
What the fuck? My number is not high. Did he immediately go to the doctors? You're a fucking asshole. No, he was just like, are you a slut? I'm confused by the whore comments always. And I'm like, yeah.
That's just a term of endearment. You are kind of slutty, though, aren't you? Or used to be, anyway.
No. No, asshole.
Listen, you know she's the not, only slutty she won't show her titties.
Oh, well, look, if there is one bright side, he's got nothing to worry about with the three of us. I mean, if, like, your sister's probably been more sexual towards you than she has.
True, but disgusting.
Oh, my God.
Did you get a little midnight?
She's definitely been more sexual towards us.
Hey, I fucking pimped her out to you guys. I don't get
it. Margo gets midnight handies from sis.
Oh, God.
Nasty. Got a better chance than from Missy.
Oh, yeah. If there's anywhere that. That's why he wanted you to just hang out, us three.
You're the he's she. The let me tell you something, spot. Mike. She's the safest she's ever going to be in this fucking room.
Yeah, she's disgusted by us. We're disgusted by her.
Exactly. It's
feelings are all mutual.
It's mutual. It's respectable. We all hate each other equally.
Yes.
And not the love hate.
No, there's the hate.
We should basically change the show name to the Haters Ball because that's really what this is every Thursday night. Without the player. Just the Haters Ball. No, it's funny because if you think over the years since Missy's joined the show, we've had like really high points and really low points.
Yeah.
There were times where all four of us were firing on all cylinders and we'd just be knocking them out like crazy. And then we hit that bump. And it's just like a fucking shouting match between the four of us.
Yeah,
or it's two people. Like, then it was a point where me and her, it was like every week.
We were always button heads.
Button heads. And it was like that break that we had that people keep bitching about, thinking that we quit.
The best thing that
was
we
the
ever
best
did.
Fucking thing because it was like, it's almost like it all left the system.
I remember even when we were talking about like Chris moving and that whole spiel, I even said like, why don't we just take all of July
off? Yeah, I
remember
that. Yeah,
and
you already had quit in your mind.
Like,
you're like,
oh, and I was like, I just,
why don't
I
we take all of July off? Cause I fucking hate you guys.
Yeah, you guys are really cramping my thriving.
I can't thrive on Thursdays with you.
But you know, we definitely, there needed to be a break for sure.
Yeah.
It was a
we should take more 7 week breaks.
Yeah.
No.
Do a show 7 weeks. Do a show.
It wasn't 7 weeks, was it? No, it was like three or 4 weeks. 4 weeks. It was 4 weeks.
I think we should take.
I think we should take 7 weeks.
Not 7 weeks.
Not like that.
What's with the 7 weeks? What are you going on a sabbatical?
What's going on?
What the fuck's wrong with you? You going to Vegas for 7 weeks?
I wish. I'd be dead.
Yeah,
you're
obviously.
Going to rehab. 30-day program. Yeah.
I'm doing the math, and it's
you're
not close.
Adding up.
You're close. Yeah. You're only 3 weeks off.
I'm like, oh, never mind. Forget that.
Well, hopefully young Mike doesn't look up to you to do the financial budgeting.
Like, no. God, no. I am so
hey,
terrible.
Mike, we have like $150,000 in our account.
No.
What? We have $150,000, you stupid bitch.
See, that's the plus side of we balance each other in the sense of
He's smart, you're dumb.
Yeah, he's smart. Yin and yang. Smart,
no,
but you're stupid.
No, but like adult things, he's very good at.
Yeah.
And I'm not.
That's funny. You're not the adult in the relationship.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah, you're the grandparent in a relationship. Yeah, you suck
like
at being an adult.
I am not good at adulting.
You're a gilf.
I'm not a gilf. Stop saying
next
that.
To him, you're a gilf.
Jesus Christ. But like, yeah, I don't know. It definitely balances well, for sure.
Mike's watching way too many MILF porns for this
oh
to be
And I've shown him some crazy. He has flown.
Some crazy what?
I've been some.
Oh,
I've
yeah. How could you stop? You can't conceal that.
No,
it's
I
like,
couldn't.
It's like putting a lid on like a boiling pot. Eventually
like
it's going to blow off.
I like pre-warned him as well. I'm like,
you
I'm
have
like,
to.
I'm insane.
You and should. That should be. That might be the best tattoo you could ever get. Like a fucking warning. You know what I mean? Like
a, you should get it right above the fucking plot.
Yeah. Yeah, like right, symbol. Like right above your titties. Be like, you know, warning.
Crazy.
This bitch could fly off the handle at any time.
At any given moment.
Not including PMS.
Yeah. That's bad.
Yeah.
Must have the golden fucking puss.
Apparently.
Fucking stay with a crazy bitch. It's not worth it.
I know. Like, your pussy lips made of fingers? Jesus Christ. What are you drug these kids?
No, I'm sweet. I make up for it.
I can only, you know what? I would love to be a fly on the wall when Missy kicks her game to a dude.
Oh my God.
Like how her and Mike's got started. I'd love to have been a fly on that wall to see what happens.
There's no yeah. game.
No, meaning like right. the front you put up of, you I, know, not I, showing him who you really
dude,
are.
I completely showed him who I was.
Were you exactly like you were that night we were down the shore?
No.
Okay.
But that is a once in a year thing.
Oh, you know once what? Every time I drink thing.
No, it's not. No. So, okay.
Well, I'm glad we were a part of your once in a year thing.
I know.
You did it in front of the worst people. You broke that out. You realize that.
Oh my
it
God!
Now she realized, but at the time it
she
was.
She should
like,
know that. She should.
She's like,
oh,
I'm down
that.
The shore. I'm going to drink till I black the fuck out and do stupid
so,
shit.
It was like way deeper than that. There was so much more going on.
That's fine. That's not good.
Yeah,
we're not. Yeah, listen, yeah. Let's not walk around
but
here
you should've
on
known.
Fucking eggshells.
Yes,
you should have known.
Yes, I should have known
who your fucking audience was that night.
Correctamundo.
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 I can only imagine, though, what that interaction would have been like. Yeah, so I do like to party. I'm sober sometimes.
It's very rare. Yeah.
You got any coke?
I only do coke when it's around.
I
won't seek it out, but if it's there, I'll do it.
Listen, whatever you got, as long as it's not meth, I'll do anything but that.
Oh, my God.
Yo, guys, what's up?
See, I am growing up in that capacity, though, because I will
you
not
say
do
that
drugs.
All the time. And then you
I
relapse
am.
Like a year later.
Yeah, but
like,
I
don't know what came over me. I was in a bathroom. I saw coke. I figured
no,
toilet
but
seat.
I make
I'm
progress
in.
Each year. It's just slow.
Do you ever just...
No, it's she does. She spaces her relapses more and more apart. So by the time you're 65...
They'll be over.
Yeah, well, no, you'll be at a point where it's like every 10 years.
It's called time management.
Yeah,
right. It's how I thrive.
Yeah, yeah.
But do you ever worry, like, in the future, like, you're just going to struggle to live life, like, financially, if you don't...
I don't think she'll be struggling financially.
No.
I think she'll be
like,
struggling...
You're not gonna, like, do you want the house?
No.
You know, you don't. You're happy, like, in an apartment or... You know, just, you know,
yeah,
cause, doing certain stuff. Because
if she wants to disappear, she doesn't want any fucking thing holding her down like
right.
a house.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. She just put it in drive and go.
Listen, I gotta get off the grid. I gotta get out of here.
Yeah.
And like, you're exactly right. Having like that just ties you down. It,
even like swear to God, even us having this conversation right now and me having to think about it, my heart is beating faster. Like I've
yeah,
serious.
You, yeah. There's no way she can
yeah.
like.
Right.
Take a really strong, hard look at the future, like 5-10 years down the road, and be like, calm. She'll start having panic attacks.
You don't worry about,
I feel
like
I'm going to have a
panic
attack.
You don't worry about like
she lives life for the moment. She don't care about 10 years from
yeah,
now.
But that's so
I like,
fucking...
Yeah, no, listen. I
she
get
should
that.
Care about 10 years from now. It'll be Young Mike's 21st birthday.
Oh, my God.
You going to do 21 shots?
Oh my God!
You take him out to the landmark. Last round?
No,
no,
hell no, no. But I really do live my life in the moment. Maybe one day it'll change. It slowly changed as I got older and older and older. Things started popping in my head.
See, I get you.
You do to an extent.
I get you. Like, that's why I stay completely away from you. Because I totally understand. No, really. I understand you.
I know. I'm not laughing because it's funny.
Well, it is funny. But no, but that's the truth, though. Like, I understand you sit there and you're like us talking about the future. If you really stop for a second and think, you're going to be like, I've got to think about something else.
Mm-hmm.
Because it'll drive you fucking insane.
I get overwhelmed.
Yeah. I get it.
I feel suffocated. I feel like I can't
breathe. That's normal, though.
No, because you know what it is? The bottom line is if she really does take a hard look at the future and what could be, the reason why she would panic is because of the not knowing. You know, she could try to think that she'll be in a certain spot, but then
I set goals for myself.
Yeah, no, okay. I get that, but you don't necessarily know if those goals are going to go through. Nobody does, really.
No.
You know, it's kind of a crapshoot at that point.
But I don't have the same goal. I don't have the stereotypical goals like getting a house and getting
goals is like making sure the toilet paper is refilled.
How about just job wise, like you know, Fob said something to me a few years ago. It was like, you've been doing IT. You really haven't moved like to the like you've been kind of like on a level.
Yeah, you like to fly under the radar.
You've been in a level of mediocrity for years.
You do just enough to not get fired, and you don't do enough to get promoted.
No.
What are you talking about? They put Riotcast together.
Yeah, that's true. That's his claim to fame. Now, I mean, he
put it on his resume.
That's definitely not.
I know.
He's got a LinkedIn account based around that.
I just bettered myself. I got took some classes. You know, I worked myself into supervisor, and I've upped my salary. My salary keeps going up. It's like that's the shit I worry about. You know,
worry about money.
Well, money kind of runs everything.
Yeah.
You know.
Well,
but it doesn't
he has to. He has to worry about
now
money
now even more than ever.
Yeah.
Now even more.
And
than
I
ever.
Get that money is a necessary evil to live in this world.
Cream.
But yeah, cash.
You know what I'm saying, yo, right?
I know what you're saying, yo.
Okay.
I know, Cream.
Word.
What the fuck just happened?
I don't know. It just went.
We just had a moment.
We're back.
But like, I don't care about money that much.
I don't think you really have to, really, because your life is based around surviving. Like on a certain, like not budget, but like you're able to do things a certain way and still enjoy life.
You're like a hippie.
Seriously, kind of. She is kind of a hippie. She's learned how to enjoy life without thinking that to be happy, you have to have a bunch of. See, you're more money conscious because to you, money means a lot. If you don't have money, you can't buy your sneakers, you can't get cars, you can't do this, you can't do that. And to you, that's what makes you happy.
More importantly, I can't support.
Well, now, but that's a new equation.
So I need to make
that's
more.
That's a new part of the equation. But you, in the past, you've always been about money.
Yeah,
always.
Yeah.
You know?
Always had a job since I was like.
That's why you didn't come to the court, because you didn't want to waste any money, you know?
Fuck yourself.
I only got 40 days of PTO. I can't use it for this shit.
Exactly. That's exactly. I'm not fucking using money for this. Fuck that shit. Fucking you're right. It ain't right. Cocksucker.
Fucking dick.
You're the dick. Yeah, that's a funny. That's what's fucked up about you is you blame me and you make me
sound like I'm blaming you.
No, but you make me sound like I'm an asshole when really everybody thinks you're the asshole for what happened.
I couldn't get off work. Yeah, it's the honest to God.
I remember.
Do you know how much lunch is going to cost me in New York as opposed to New Jersey?
I remember.
Forget that.
All he had to do was show up as my witness that, you know, what I said was true because the cop didn't show up that day, the one that wrote the ticket. And I would have been.
You
gone.
Never even expressed that to him. You just
dude,
asked if I could come.
No,
with
I found out when I got there that day. I said, "Would you come with me to the thing?"
Yeah, and I said,
"Because
yeah,
I knew since
off.
You were there, yeah. I would have asked anybody else. I didn't want you to go. I had to get you to go because I figured here my. If it was the other way around, I would have done the same
first
thing.
First of all, I didn't even know. I just thought I was going just for moral support.
No,
I didn't know.
I would have took someone out. I would have rather be there.
That's fucked up, man. You're a fucked up. Individual.
You know what?
You know what? You're an asshole.
Am I really?
Yes.
You know what? You should look in the mirror.
Oh, fuck you.
You're a bigger asshole than I'll ever be. Yeah.
I'm not taking heat on this one.
I'm an asshole for shits and giggles. You're an asshole because you just are an asshole.
Fuck yourself.
No. Listen, hey, don't be mad at me because I'm not a fair weather friend.
You're I hate you. That's all I gotta say.
It's
right
obvious
now.
That you hate me. Yeah. It's obvious. Yeah.
Fucker, man.
You know,
it's not how it
go
went.
Up to New York to see Bobby, go up to see Shannon, go up to see Rob, help Fob out. Fuck that.
Yeah. Yeah, he'll go up to New York for anybody else. We've been friends longer than anyone else in our lives, right?
Yeah, but who are you?
Exactly.
You're not famous.
Fob's got no coattails to ride.
Fob can't even afford a coat.
Right, yeah. Right, exactly.
See, that's where you're wrong. I would have turned it into a fucking trip.
Oh, you would have?
Yeah.
You would have
like, yo, Fob, we're gonna go to Bobby's show after the court.
Yeah, yeah. It would have been like more like, yo, you got to pull over. I got to shit. That's what kind of a trip it would have been. Oh, man, there's too many cops here. I'm panicking. You didn't do anything wrong. When we got stopped that day, I thought you were going to run. I thought he was going to run.
I got pretzels.
Yeah, dude, he like offered up his pretzels as like, you know,
a bribe.
Exhibit A. No, no, no.
He
was like,
dogs. I said, you know, dogs want pretzels.
Listen,
go.
I got bags got pretzels in it. And it says Philadelphia Pretzel Factory on the bag. And it's like, dude, you're not, we're not drug mules, man. The fuck is wrong with
they're
you?
They're not donuts, officers. They're pretzels.
Yeah. I had a bag.
It doesn't matter.
Bottle Xanax in my pocket.
We got pulled over by a Mexican guy and a black guy. They didn't want donuts or pretzels.
Dude, they zoomed in there like we were fucking criminals.
Yeah, they were like, we're getting a drug sniffing dog. Okay, but this is a lease, so if your dog ruins anything, you know, there's going to be issues. That's it.
Could they even... Did,
no, they never fucking came.
No, because you didn't consent to it.
No. I didn't. No, yeah. I said, do what you got to do, but this is a lease. Those are leather seats back there. Your dog tears this fucker up. We're going to have problems, especially if you don't find nothing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, and I, that's why there was nothing to hide. I got nothing in the car. You're going to find my trunk was empty, let alone the car.
We're not even from here. We made a wrong right turn down a one-way street, a big one-way street. You know, it was innocent, but they fucking, man.
You would have thought that I was trying to bring down another building the way they pulled us over.
Yeah. I did fucking let out a nugget at that point. There ain't.
You're a horrible terrorist. You ran from the cell.
I thought about running, but I'm slow, so tiptoed away.
Marco's like, I'm gonna go get a soda. I'll be right back. And then, like, you get a phone call 3 hours later. Yo, I'm back home. I took the train.
Fucker. Can't stand you.
It's obvious, dude. I've known for years now.
Stop it. Be an asshole.
No, you're the asshole. Let's get this straight.
I'm not the asshole.
Yes, you are. Asshole. Yes, you are. Who's right here? Am I right or is he right?
Marco, you're an asshole.
Thank you. I mean, I know I'm an asshole.
Look who you're asking.
But I'm an asshole for different reasons.
In this situation, you were the
asshole. That's what I'm asking.
I could not get off. I don't know what to tell you.
See, I told a boss of mine years ago, I handed in a request for off slip, and he said no. And I said, We're not vibing here. So you're not understanding
That's
me.
That's what I do.
This isn't... I'm not asking you to take off. This is a notification that I won't be here.
Yeah. I just went through this the other day.
You can deny it all you want. I'll call out. Yeah. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. My boss is like, I don't think I can give you this day off. I was like, no. You don't understand. I'm not coming.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
But this was the time where I was
You're just
getting,
saving me from calling out.
See, that was the time I was getting harassed by my boss and his friend that were
So
working.
You're also a horrible employee?
Oh, yeah,
they
you
were friends at one point.
Yeah.
At that point.
Yeah, when they left, I got a fucking...
I remember everything.
Yeah.
I remember.
Yeah. So I should have called out was the right thing to do. So I'll take that. I'll take it. I should have called out.
You should have did my fucking community service. You should have went there and on my behalf and be like, yeah, I'm doing this community service.
Fuck that.
Yeah. Fucking sitting there like picking fucking weeds out of a baseball field. I'm like, you got to be fucking kidding me. Painting shit.
Because you're an OG. You're
yeah, I'm an OG. I mean? Yeah. I'm an offended guy. That's what OG stands for. My friend didn't come through for me.
Fuck. Can we take a break?
Yeah, we can take a break.
Damn it.
Hey, let's talk about Tweaked Audio.
Okay.
What do you want to talk about? You want to talk about their great deal? Yes. The fuck?
Of course. Talk about their amazing colors.
Do you know what their amazing colors are yet, miss?
I know that there's 7.
Yes.
Good call.
That's a good start.
Ding!
Let's guess the colors.
Okay.
One at a time.
Pink.
Ding!
What's the next one?
Right.
Go to tweakedaudio.com, type in the code word jerks. 33% off. Not fucking 10%, not 15%, not even 20%, 33% off and free shipping. And you can pick from 7 different colors, red, blue, green, yellow, pink, black, silver,
ding,
and wood grain. And there's also 7 styles. Tweaked.
Ding.
PB.
Ding.
California.
Ding.
Parkour.
Ding.
Parkour 2.
Ding.
Classic.
Ding.
Natural.
Ding.
Those are the different styles.
You're right. You're goddamn right.
And they also come in 2 different features. Mic'd.
And
unmic'd. And yes. In case you want to talk on your phone, get the mic'd. If you don't, just want to listen to shit, don't get it.
Ding.
Right. Works with all MP3 players.
Ding.
All Apple.
Ding.
All Android.
Ding.
And most phones.
Ding.
It's always good for that windbag over there, just laughing.
One of these days,
wait,
he's going to have a heart attack.
Exciting deals?
Again, go to tweakedaudio.com.
Ding.
Type in cohort jerks.
Ding.
Get 33% off.
Ding.
Free shipping.
Ding.
It's worth it.
Ding.
It's amazing.
Ding.
All right, we're done.
Nope.
We are back.
Yatch.
Missy, should we have started or are you done your game?
Shut up, I'm done my game.
Okay, just make, I wanted to run by you.
I died. When Fob was like, are you ready? I was like, die.
Oh, you died on purpose?
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, you shouldn't ruin your game.
Took one for the team.
Took one for the team. Twice tonight.
You're so kind.
That's me.
Lord. Why you look different tonight, Miss?
Do I?
Yeah.
Do I look bad?
Well, that's kind of a given, but...
Oh, thanks.
No. No, I don't know. You look different. I'm being serious. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah.
What do I
look? You're a whore.
Oh. What looks different about me?
I don't know.
Dick looks bigger.
Oh.
Your bulge is hanging to the right. I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't know. Like, you just... I guess you didn't do your hair, maybe.
I'm mentally retarded. Mm-hmm. No, I didn't really get that much sleep. Well, I got a lot of sleep last night, but when I woke up, I felt sick. So maybe that's it. I look sick.
No, I'm not. I'm not saying you look bad. Right. It's just something that's different about you.
I don't know.
Putting
maybe
on some
I'm
of those comfort
up.
Pounds, maybe.
Well, I lost weight.
You lost
What'd
weight?
You say?
Yeah. The comfort pounds.
You're a kind dude.
Yeah.
But don't
I
we all put
insulate
them?
It?
No. No, you actually look like you lost weight.
I did lose weight.
What are you doing to lose weight?
Crack. Thriving.
Thriving.
Young Mike is beating it up.
Yeah, that's happening. And
whoa!
And
running away from Pedro.
Did you give him butt sex yet?
No, I'm not going to.
Ever?
No, we talked about it.
No. Think about 10 years down the road. Do you think you'd give up butt sex?
No.
No ass play at all?
No.
Finger?
Not
no. Even like a pinky?
No.
No. Okay.
I'm going to die virgin in my butt.
Mike's packing right now.
We talked about it.
You talked about it?
Yeah.
And he's what'd
okay
he say?
With it?
Yeah, he doesn't give a shit.
That's good.
No pun intended.
No. Yeah, exactly. But no, not everybody wants to have butt sex.
No, we all just want you to have butt
sex. I know.
Sex.
I don't know why.
Peer pressure. I don't even know why because I'm not even a huge fan of it myself.
At this point, it's just because I haven't done it. Everybody seems to be obsessed with
oh,
it.
Oh, you get upset when Bobby fucks you in the ass?
I like it when Bobby fucks me in the ass.
Oh, my gosh.
Come on, dude.
I can just see that now. Mark is like, Bobby calls Marco. He's like, yo, dude, I need to talk to somebody. Come over.
Come on, dude's back.
Yeah. Bend over.
That ain't right.
Oh, I haven't heard that in forever.
Yeah. Been a while.
That's a noise you make.
Hey, I love Bobby. It's okay.
Have you been watching his show?
Yeah, of course.
It's fucking great.
It is. It's really funny.
I think it's getting better. As
I'm calling him Bam Bam from now on. No more Bobby.
No more Bobby?
Bam Bam Kelly.
I do like that name.
I really want him to Skype in. But busy.
He's
man.
Got better things to do.
Yeah, exactly. The fuck are we?
Keep telling yourself that. Because that's the truth.
Yeah, I know it's the truth.
No, it's who the fuck are we? Us three. That's Bobby's best friend.
Yeah.
Biffles.
We are Biffles.
Yeah, you guys are Biffles.
I mean, if they weren't best friends, where would Ridecast be?
Mm.
Chris, you're on my side. Thank you.
It'd still be 4 shows.
I probably fucked that up for us, didn't I?
We'd still have no listeners.
That's bullshit.
Margaret, do you notice a pattern?
You fuck everything up.
Eventually, everything you touch turns to shit.
That's why you and Bobby are best friends.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're right. Every fucking show he touches turns to shit.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's why together he, that's why you guys get along so great.
Oh, man.
He doesn't feel so bad when he's talking.
No, he's like, let me talk to this fucking loser.
Wait, what happened to you? Oh, thank God.
Yeah. I keep this one.
God, I'm not a total fuck up like he is.
I'm glad I can make somebody feel good about themselves.
Fucker. So, Missy, you going to send your ashes to the moon?
Yes.
You are?
Yeah, I want to. It didn't say prices on it.
Yeah, it did.
Where? I read the whole article.
No, there's... Well, you got to go on the website.
Oh, okay.
They range anywhere from like $1,900 and up.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
Wait, what's the difference? Why?
Well, there's different... No, wait. It's not all moon. It's space, too. Like... The lowest one is where they just dump your ashes in space. So that's assuming they just flush it down the toilet and it just goes out there.
Yeah.
You know, like with all the turds and stuff. Ew. But then there's like
down to the atmosphere?
What?
Well, it
when they dump her ashes?
No, it would probably disintegrate.
It's probably just, I mean, it's, I don't, dude, I've never been to space. Are you really going to go there now?
It would disintegrate in our atmosphere. Yeah, there you go.
Listen to DeGrasse Tyson over here.
That's my nigga. Yeah.
I'm sure you'd like that.
I love, what? We're tight.
We tweet. Missy, I don't appreciate that.
The one soundbite I have that works and I'm not plugged in.
Good job, Chris.
Go fuck yourself,
boy. Hey, that was a good soundbite.
I know.
I gotta use that.
I'm just saying you just called me a whore. That really was a good soundbite.
That really was a good soundbite. Gotta cut that out. Go fuck yourself, whore.
But yeah, I want to go to the moon, though.
Well, what they do is they the moon ones, I believe, what they do is they put you in some sort of like capsule, right? Mm-hmm. And
drill it into the moon?
No. Nobody actually walks on the moon and plants your ashes. Like, they send it out, you know, they shoot
towards
it out
the
from
moon.
The... Right.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So, I don't know how legit as far as, like, is it going to get there?
How can you prove that?
Or is,
really
like, maybe,
done?
Like, in your mind, does space trash knock it off its course, you know, and send it to
now,
another area?
Yeah, now saying that makes me not as happy.
You're going to be dead. What do you care?
Because I would, like... I don't know. I don't want to be there.
Her soul.
I don't want my soul aimlessly flying around space.
Don't worry. That doesn't happen. It doesn't exist. We went through that already.
No, I think that would be cool to be shot into space, though, for sure. Because, like, one day, eventually...
Somebody said?
That already happens. You want something different.
Eventually, I would, like, hit something else. Maybe I would make it to, like, that other Kepler planet one day. That'd be cool.
I don't think you'll get that far.
I don't think you're really going to notice.
No, but it would be
cool.
They
could just end up throwing you in a dumpster and be like, yep, she's in space.
I would hope they wouldn't do that.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if they get busted years from now, you know, as a big scandal where all the ashes
seriously.
Are just like, you know, thrown in a barbecue pit or something.
Oh, my God.
I mean, yeah, but I mean, your ashes are going to scatter, so like it's like not like
no.
Your
if
whole...
they kept it in a capsule,
no, some of it offers it in like this airtight capsule where
it just floats.
Well, no, they send it like they send a robot to the moon, and they like I guess it just buries it there, or something, you know, like a dog robot.
Last night I watched the International Space Station fly over Philly. That was pretty cool.
What do you mean? Like you looked up and saw it?
Yeah, it was for like 3 minutes. We could see it. So for 3 minutes, you could see
it. Was
it
distinguishable?
Mm-hmm.
Really? Yeah. To the naked eye?
You couldn't see that it was a space station, but you could tell it was like moving three times faster than a plane does.
Really?
So, yeah, it was definitely distinguishable.
Is it like that scene in Austin Powers where they see the... looks like a huge...
Wanger!
Cock!
But that was cool. So for 3 minutes, you could see it last night.
That's cool.
Yeah,
well, 3 minutes. That's about right.
And then last week.
What, was a guy driving?
No, like a month ago. They finally showed footage of the dark side of the moon. So you could look at that. That was pretty
cool. Hello,
hello.
We got another caller.
Okay.
Hello.
Yo, what up? It's Ryan, the Days End Squirrel guy.
Hey! What's up, dude?
Nothing much, man. How the fuck you guys been?
Good, man. How you doing?
I'm okay. You know, I can't complain. I'm maintaining. I'm not quite thriving like Missy, but, you know, maintaining, it's good enough for me.
That's good. Maintaining is just as good as thriving.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Just as long as I'm not screwing things up, you know?
That's right.
Truth.
So, hey, first and foremost, fuck Canada and fuck Breaknets, whatever the fuck they're called, and fuck iTunes.
Yeah. We're totally on board, man. We hate it all.
Yeah, the internet hates us.
Yeah, fucking they suck, man. Like, honestly, my first mission for you guys should be to gather up a crew and just fucking drive up to Canada and fuck Breaknet shit up, whatever.
I'm down with that.
We'll turn BraveNet into Breakneck.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Mm-hmm. Fucking, oh, shit, man. Fucking, you know, I really wish I had a good Days End story for you, but unfortunately, things have been pretty uneventful. But
that's all right.
Since you guys seem to enjoy my last story, I didn't want to call in empty-handed. So I do have a story for you if you want to hear it.
Lay it on us. Hell yeah. Lay it on us.
All right, cool. That's what I like to hear. All right, so now this is pretty random, and I don't even know what the hell made me think about this, but this is one of my personal favorites. And now this is an older story. This one was from back when I was in my early 20s or so. And but I still remember it like it was yesterday. So one day, you know, I'm just sitting in my apartment, you know, watching a little TV, minding my own business. And all of a sudden my phone rings. So, you know, I get up, I go answer it. And it was turned out it was this old friend of mine named Eddie, who, you know, this kid is a total lunatic, but he was fun as fuck to hang out with. And so I'm on the phone with him, and this is pretty much how the conversation went. He was like, yo, I'm having a party at my house, man. He's like, you got to come over, man. We got midgets. And I said, what do you mean we got midgets? And he goes, he's all excited. He goes, we got party midgets, yo. And I'm like, I'm still not following you. Like, what? Explain yourself better. What the fuck? And he goes, all right. He goes, I know this guy that rents out midgets for like parties and shit. It's like you rent them out for the night, and you can just do whatever you want with the little shits. And I start laughing. He's like, I rented two of them tonight, and I start laughing. And I'm like, you're a fucking psychopath, you know that? And like my head's spinning. Like I have like a million questions for this kid, and I don't even know where to begin. And I was just like Eddie, like let me get this straight. At some point today, you were actually involved in a social situation where you paid some guy and he just handed you over a couple of midgets. I'm like, am I hearing this right? And he's like, yeah, pretty much. And I was like, what the fuck is wrong with you? And I'm like, how do you even know a guy that rents midgets?
Yeah, right.
Hey, I know a guy. That's how it is up there. Everybody's got a guy for something over there. I know a guy. I can get us midgets. You need midgets? I'll have him here in 15 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like, I mean, but I can understand, like, having, like, a car guy or, like, a weed guy.
Right.
But a fucking midget guy?
Yeah, that's no.
I don't have any weed, but I got some midgets. Is that cool?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And so, like, he was getting all, like, fucking offended by my questions and stuff. How do you know a midget guy?
He's like, just this fucking guy
I know. Quit giving me shit. And you know, I'm sorry, but if a friend of mine is involved in a midget transaction, I'm going to have questions. I want details on that.
Did you go to the party? Did you end up going?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. But, so yeah. So I hang up, you know, he's like, just come over. I hang up and fucking, you know, so now here I am off on my merry way to a midget party. And fucking, I go get my car. And at that time it was a 1988 Pontiac Grand Am with like well over 300,000 miles, like
nice.
A fucking total beater. And fucking, I mean, this was like, I don't know, like 2002, you know, it was well into the new millennium. And I'm driving a beat up 88 Pontiac like an asshole. So It's kind of funny, though, thinking about that car now. Like, I actually genuinely miss it, like, so much. And I remember this one time I was driving it, and I was with a friend of mine, and we were going to pick up my girlfriend at that time. We were going out to the bar, and fucking, she was, I guess her cousin was in from out of state, was in town for the week. And she like warned me earlier that this girl was a total bitch and like, but she was going to have to take her out with us. And, you know, I was like, yeah, whatever. I understand. It's your cousin. Like, we'll deal with it. And it turned out this girl was a total spoiled, rotten, uppity twat, man. Fuck it. Like, I'll never forget this. Like, when I get to my girlfriend's house, like, she's getting in the back seat and she goes, ew, this car sucks. And I go, whoa, 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 whoa. I go, trust me, you're driving in style tonight, princess. it was great. I kept mockingly referring to her as princess that whole night. It was pissing her off so much. It was great. And like, but like, I couldn't believe the sheer audacity of princess. I mean, this was the first time she ever met me. I'm her cousin's boyfriend, and she just immediately, right out of the gate, starts insulting me. Like who the fuck does that? Right. But, so, yeah, shit, I'm getting, like, fucking all sidetracked. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm still waiting to hear about the midgets.
I want
to
know about midgets.
I know. Oh, I'm getting to it. I'm getting to it. Like, all right. So yeah, so I drive to my friend Eddie's house. And, well, actually, I shouldn't say Eddie's house. It's actually his mom's house. But that poor, poor woman. Guy. More on her later. But, I get to the house and I go to the backyard where everyone was at, and wow, what a sight this was. So the two midgets were present and accounted for. It was one Mexican midget and one white midget.
Were they both guys?
A little midget diversity there. And, I shit you not, they had a slip and slide set up, and it was positioned going right into the fence. And guys were literally picking the midgets up and just hurling them down the slip and slide right into the fence.
I heard about this. This is midget tossing.
Yeah, that too. But with this slip and slide thing, it was a chain link fence too. So if like they were thrown with enough force, like they would just come bouncing off the fence and like go right back up the slip and slide. It's awesome. Funny as fuck.
That is great.
So like,
who I'm says just, this you know, isn't a great I'm, country?
Wait, what? I'm sorry. I can't hear you.
I said, who said this isn't a great country?
Oh, absolutely.
You could throw midgets
right?
up
God
against
bless
the fence.
America.
Right.
So I'm just watching this, right? And like one part of me was like, wow, this is pretty fucked up. And like then the other part of me is like, this just might be the funniest fucking thing I've ever seen in my life. And so like after a little bit, Eddie comes up to me and he's like, hey, it's your turn. You're up. And I was like, no, I'm not doing that. And he's like, what the fuck? Come on, just do it. And I was like, Eddie, no. I'm not throwing a midget down a slip and slide into a fence. Like, I couldn't believe I actually had to make that statement. And so, like, after that madness ended, yeah, there was midget tossings. They made the midgets box. They made them wrestle. There was, like, midget chicken fights. Even around a fucking midget hot potato. Like, it was like a fucking three-ring circus.
Midget hot potato.
And so eventually, as the night progressed on, we wound up in the basement of the house. And the white midget passed out. But the Mexican midget was partying like an animal, man. And, like, he got fucking annihilated. And so... He was he escaped the basement, right? And he wound up in the front of the house, and somehow he managed to wake up Eddie's mom, and again this I felt so bad for this poor lady. Like, she was just so beaten down by life and just so jaded.
I guess so. She had her son bring midgets to the house. How bad can it get?
Yeah, you know, her son's hosting a midget party at her fucking house.
Right, right. So she realized
she
failed
comes
at
down
life.
To the basement. And she's like, Eddie, she goes, why is there a drunk midget outside? And he goes, well, what are you talking about, Mom? And he goes, and she goes, it's 3 a.m. and there's a drunk midget on my property. And to this day, that's still one of my favorite mom quotes of all time.
Yeah, no shit.
And then he goes, yeah, he goes, that's my party midget, Mom. And she goes, I don't care what he is. Get up off your ass and go outside and bring that midget back in the house before the neighbors see. And So Eddie asked me to come with him, and I reluctantly go. And like I'm walking by his mom, and she goes, "Oh, hi, Ryan." She goes, "How you doing? How's your mother doing?" And I was like, "Oh yeah, she's okay.
She's okay." Yeah.
She goes, you know, me and her went to high school together, and I was like, "Yeah, I know. You know, you pretty much tell me that every time I see you." And she's like, then she goes, you know, I saw her at the grocery store last week. You know, your mom's still so pretty. She looks like Selma Hayek. And I was like, I didn't know what to say to that. I'm like, thanks.
Yeah,
and,
right.
But I'm really thinking like, yeah, thanks. Thanks for ruining Selma Hayek.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be able to jerk off to her.
That's funny. Did she turn and ask you, do you bring midgets to the house?
But so now I'm trapped in this conversation with Eddie's mom, and like I just so desperately want to get out of it. And thankfully, eventually Eddie was like, "Hey, shithead, you coming up or what?" at the top of the basement stairs. And I was like, "Oh, thank God." And like, fucking, I was like, "Oh, sorry, Mrs. I gotta go." And she's like, "Oh, yeah, okay. Tell your mother I said hi." I'm like, "Yeah, all right. So I get up to the top of the stairs, and Eddie's like, "What the fuck?" He's like, "Are you hitting on my mom?" I was like, "No, you fucking asshole. Like, why would you even think that?" And so I don't know. He's just like, "All right, let's go. We go outside, and this midget was in a complete drunken stupor. We get up to him, right? And he's doing that like drunk walk where he's like taking one step forward and like one step back at the same time, like swaying Weevil back wobble. And forth. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
And so fucking, he was like, he was like singing in Spanish too. He was like, "No me gusta mi casa su casa," whatever the fuck he was saying. And so Eddie goes up to him and was like, "Come here, you stupid midget. We got to go inside." And fuck it. And the midget got all defiant, right? And he was like, "No, no, no." And he's like, "Come on." And he goes to grab his arm, and the midget pulls his arm back and kicks Eddie right in the shin. It was so fucking funny. And so Eddie was like, he's like, "Ah, shit, you come here, you little shit." And he just picks up the midget and like tosses him over his shoulder like a rag doll, man. And like the midget was like kicking and screaming like an unruly child. And fuck, he just carries him back down to the basement. So we're back down in the basement again. And fucking, we were like passing around this like 3-foot bong. And the midget wanted in on the action, right? And so, like, it was so funny though. Even standing up, this bong was like pretty much up to his chest. And like, he couldn't like reach down to light it or get like his like little sausage link finger on the car. Eddie had to light it up for him. And fucking, this midget ends up taking a massive hit and just blows out an enormous cloud of weed smoke. And he's just like, he's like in a daze, kind of like staring off into space. And he's kind of like fucking waddling back and forth. And then all of a sudden he just tips over and falls to the floor. And like everyone starts laughing hysterically. And so he's on the ground for like a minute or two. And eventually I went over to him like, "Shit, man, like I hope this midget isn't dead." So I check, and like thankfully he's breathing. Like the last thing this party needs is a dead midget.
Actually, it sounds like that's exactly what it needs.
Yeah, you got a point there. But anyway, so I get him to come to, and I get him standing upright, and he was just kind of like staring at me in a daze, and like, he spoke broken English, but like you could understand him well enough. Right. And he just kept saying, he went, need sleep. And I was like, "Yeah," I was like, "Oh, fuck." I'm like, "He needs to go to bed." And Eddie was just like, "All right, take him in the back room. There's a bed back there." And so I was like, "All right, come on, let's go." And so he looks at me, and then he goes, "No walk solo, need help. And then he extends his little midget hand out towards me. And I'm like, "Oh, fuck." Like, he needs me to hold his hand to go fucking walk to the bedroom. And now this sucks because I, like, with the jerk offs in this room, like, I know immediately they're going to start making fun of me if I hold hands with this midget. So, like, I had this like stupid little dilemma going on. I'm like, "Shit." I'm like, "Come on, man, just walk, midget." But like, he wouldn't put the hand away. So I was like, like, ah, fuck it. So I take the midget's hand, and, you know, of course, right on cue, everyone starts laughing at me, and, like, I got all pissed off. I was like, fuck you, assholes. Like, I'm the only one in this room with a conscience. And then, you know, they're like, oh, Ryan's got a conscience, fucking, you know, busted my balls. And I'm like, ah, whatever. Yeah. So now here I am holding hands with an obliterated midget, walking him to bed, and – if that's not a Kodak moment, I don't know what is. And it's kind of funny. I also like to think that, like maybe down the road a little bit, like a 16-year-old will listen to this episode and be like, what the hell's a Kodak moment?
Yeah.
But
hopefully there isn't no 16-year-olds listening to this.
Yeah. Good point. Fucking corrupt them.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, so I take the midget to bed, you know, I tuck the little fella in, you know, read him a bedtime story, get him a sippy cup filled with apple juice. You know? Yeah. No, but it was funny though, fucking, like, I always like kind of figured like there was never ever a point in my life where I was like putting a 3'7" person into bed. It would either be like my son or my daughter, but no, it was a drunk midget. So after that, like, he fucking passed out, and like, I don't know, the rest of the night was pretty much a blur, but I remember waking up the next like afternoon just fucking being like, I was in the basement still. It was a total fucking disaster. I mean, it looked like a hurricane hit it, or better yet, it looked like a Tsunami hit it.
Nice.
Yeah, that's an old reference.
Nice.
Yeah. Fucking, but yeah, and like, I was like, oh, fuck, I got to get the hell out of Dodge, man. Like, I went back to my apartment, and like, you know, I had one of those hangovers where it was like, oh, I'm never drinking again, man. But fucking, you know, the next week, like, right back to it.
What happened to the midgets?
So, yeah, that's my midget story, man.
What happened to the midgets?
The midgets, that's the fucking mystery. When I woke up, they were not there. So I'm assuming their like midget handler came and picked them up. Like, I have no fucking idea.
The midget handler. That's a great story, dude. That was funny as shit.
Oh, thanks, man. I'm glad you enjoyed it. But yeah, fuck, dude. I mean, hey, you know, once again, it was fucking great talking to you guys, man. Fucking, I got to try and call in more often, you know?
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Oh, and by the way, thanks for the donation. I don't think we spoke to you since then.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You're welcome. Yeah, you know, nice. See, I'm a man of my word. You know, I said I'd give a donation. I give a donation.
Yeah,
that's all.
We appreciate it, brother.
Yeah,
we appreciate it.
But you're welcome, though.
Yeah, it was great, man. We really appreciate it. And yeah, call back whenever you want, man.
Cool. And again, like, sorry for taking up so much of your time. I know I get going with my stories.
No, you're good.
I get long-winded.
You're good. Now we only have a little bit left, so we can get out of here sooner. That's fine. No, you did your job.
Oh, cool. All right. Content. Good. But okay, so, you know, hey, fucking take care of you guys, man. Fucking the show's the shit, man. And fucking, you know, I'll send a donation again. You guys need some help right now still or what?
We always need help, but don't worry about it, brother.
That's kind of a rhetorical question.
Don't worry. Yeah, right. Send us a Mexican midget.
Okay. Fucking Mexican midget. Oh, God. But, yeah. Fucking A, man. All right. So, hey, seriously, though, like, fucking, I really do. Your show is the best, man.
Thanks, brother.
Love it. And I don't know. Fuck iTunes and all that shit. That shit sucks, but.
Yeah, we'll try to work it out.
Holy shit, you'll be back in business soon enough.
Yeah, we'll try to work out. We'll get everything straightened out in the next couple of days. We'll be good to go again.
All right, sounds good, man. Okay, all right. Hey, good night. Have a good night, you guys. Fucking.
All right, you too, brother. And be safe at the Days Inn over there. You don't run into any more crazy people or squirrels.
Oh yeah. Hey, I'll try my best. I will.
I appreciate it, brother.
All right. Peace out.
All right. Take it easy.
Later. That's funny.
Fucking dude's a trip.
First of all,
his accent.
Oh yeah, I should have told him while he was on the phone. I'm cutting up your laugh. Were
absolutely.
You're gonna be in the Jersey Jerks fucking Hall of Fame for a soundbite.
Yep, the laugh is killer.
Yeah, that's awesome.
The laugh is killer.
Yeah,
I can't make it out though. I was thinking if he sounded like a celebrity laugh.
You know what's funny? I didn't even get to mention this, but. You know, he was talking about his friend's party with the midges and stuff. Right. You think that like Charlie Sheen would be jealous of that party?
Probably.
You know,
he would want to be there.
Like Wayne. that's like a Lindsay Lohan Charlie Sheen party right there.
Oh yeah, that's awesome.
Midgets. That's funny, man. I actually, I'm happy to say that I actually have thrown a midget.
Really?
You have?
Yeah, actually, it was Beetlejuice.
Oh, Beetlejuice?
Yeah.
You paid for that?
No, I didn't pay for it. No, I threw the midget. I threw Beetlejuice.
Nice. Why did you throw Beetlejuice?
He was at this bar that I was at, and that's what he was doing. They had like mattresses set up, and they had like big ass fucking bowling pins.
Oh my gosh!
And you just throw them into the bowling. They set them up on the mattress. You just toss them into it, dude. He was so light.
Okay,
he was so light. I actually didn't even want to touch him. He was so gross.
Yeah, he was
so disgusting. I went right in the bathroom and washed my hands.
Yeah.
And then as soon as I came out. Then me and my ex, the girl I was with at the time, we got a fucking Polaroid with him, and he like put his hand. He was standing on a chair in between us, and my ex is like 4'11", right? And he was still like she towered over him.
Oh yeah, fuck!
He was that small,
he was super midget.
Yeah, and he stood on the chair, stood between us, and he put his little hand on my back, and I was like, yeah! You could see the picture where I was kind of like
you're cringing, like,
not cringing, but like I had like a fake smile, and I was kind of like moving away.
Like, stop touching me.
Yeah, like it was so gross. His hands looked like all glistening and slimy. Yeah, he was disgusting. People are like Beetlejuice. Any Stern fans know what we're talking about? This little black midget that was always on. I don't even know. Is he on anymore?
I haven't listened.
He's dead.
Yeah, he's on. No,
uh-huh.
I thought he's
no.
Dead.
Eric the Midget's dead.
I thought Beetlejuice was dead. I thought he died.
Well, I mean, his brain probably died at birth, but
yeah, his brain's been long gone.
Yeah, no, that was funny though. That was hilarious. Yeah, I guess like what kind of shit could happen at this guy's job where he would have like a story all the time? You know what I mean?
I would think lots of things would happen.
Crazy people checking in, maybe people. Yeah, staying
but
there
I mean, if he's not, he might not be there when that shit happens. You know?
Yeah, he said he did overnights, right?
Overnights are probably
yeah, but overnights
nuts.
Is when no overnights is when no. Nothing happens.
It's like boring.
Nobody checks in overnight.
No, his
no,
best...
but like shit happens. Like if you have
yeah,
crazy
like
parties.
Like the stuff that happened to him the last time he called yeah. in with the squirrel. Yeah, that shit was like crazy, that. But. I mean, that's just like a once in a lifetime
remember.
Thing.
I don't remember where he's from. Where did he say? It's North Jersey?
I think
Jersey?
He's from North Jersey. Yeah. Yeah. It's funny, though. Like, it's funny the way he talks. He's like typical New Yorker.
Oh, yeah.
And then
yo,
laugh.
Come over. I got some midgets over here.
But then the laugh
you guys
so
need help?
Fitting.
You guys need yeah. some help? I know people.
Yeah, I know a guy. I got a midget guy. That was my favorite part.
I got a midget guy.
I got a guy. I know a guy. That's New Yorkers. They got a guy for everything. Oh, you need weed? I got a guy. You need a midget? I know a guy. You need a bathroom?
I know a guy.
I know a guy.
Courtesy Floss Mish.
Mish. What is she, Jewish now? Courtesy Floss Mish.
Mishy.
That's funny, man.
Oh, okay, she's out of the
He's
room.
A good dude.
Who, Ryan?
Yeah. We got a nickname. We got to have get him a nickname when he calls in. So he doesn't have to go through the long, hey, it's Ryan from the Days Inn,
yeah.
North Jersey.
Yeah. Call him Days Inn. I don't know.
Yeah, Days Inn Ryan Days Inn. Or something. Yeah. Or Mexican Midget Ryan now. I thought, you know what? When he started talking about his old car,
yeah,
I thought he was going to go, he was going to tell me that they had to transport the midgets in the back of his Grand Am and, you know, like go drop them off somewhere. Or I thought maybe like, you know, obviously yeah. we're going to say one of them was dead. We had to bury him, you know, so that Grand Am really came in handy.
We had to put plastic in the trunk.
Yeah.
I mean, sounds like that.
Yeah. Nobody's working at Days End is doing shit like that.
Would either of you guys help that midget to bed?
No.
If you were in his shoes,
I would have, but I wouldn't have held his hand. I would have picked him up by his belt buckle.
I would have kicked him.
you're going to be a good father. No, I wouldn't have helped him to bed. To be honest with you, if someone called me, if like one of you called me and said, "Yo, I got some midgets," I wouldn't be coming over because I just know something bad.
I got an out of control midget here.
Yeah.
I need help.
Yeah, you imagine that fucking call to the cops.
Jesus.
We bought a midget for tonight.
Yeah. Yeah, listen, 911, what's the emergency? Yeah, listen, we have an out-of-control midget here. We need some help. Fucking cops show up. They're just probably taking pictures. Like, this is unbelievable. They're probably going to call another podcast and tell that story. You good, miss?
I'm good.
How did everything come out?
Swimmingly.
Normal? Did it burn?
No.
Did it whistle?
No.
Did you shake when you were done?
Oh, my God.
Did it sound like...
What the hell? What does that say?
I don't know. Pussy flaps flapped.
Pussy ass.
My pussy flaps flapped.
Yeah. Look, queef while you piss.
Do they clap?
Yeah.
No, they're good.
Is that what happens when you get the clap?
I don't know. I have a national treasure.
Forgot about that.
Oh, man. What the fuck were we talking about when he called?
I don't know.
Space.
Oh, yeah, your place. Yeah, your place.
Yeah, I love space.
Well, if you die, that was stupid.
When I die.
When you die, do you want to be cremated or do you want to be buried?
Probably cremated.
And do you have an idea where you want your ashes? Are you really looking into that whole moon thing?
No, I was thinking of that tattoo idea.
What was that?
Where I would get like tattooed on everybody else.
Like, oh, putting your ashes in the ink?
In ink, yeah.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
Everybody.
What makes you think people would want your ashes tattooed on their body?
They'll probably tell you yes, and then when you're dead, no one's going to do it.
That.
No, I talk to people that...
That's kind of arrogant of you.
Oh.
Yeah.
It was people that I care about. It wasn't just anybody.
Yeah, but do you think that they would actually want to do something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a lot of people I care about. I wouldn't ask a single one
to
get my ashes tattooed on their body.
When you get tattooed, sometimes you bleed a little. Well, most of the times you bleed a little. You know, and then with her ashes, instant AIDS.
Now, that I would consider a little vain.
To think people would want that? Yeah.
Yeah, why would anybody?
I talked to people about
AIDS?
Well, I didn't talk about it in the sense of that's what I wanted done.
Who's dumb enough to even agree to this?
Listen, again, like I was just saying.
Eddie. Sounds like you would do it.
I talked about it as an idea, not something that I would want to necessarily do. And everybody was like,
oh, you just ran to buy somebody?
People? Yeah, like, oh, wouldn't this be a cool idea? And they were like, yeah. And they were like, I would totally.
See, you took it one step further. I thought, if anything, you would have had everyone have like a little vial as like a necklace with your ashes in it.
Nah.
Yeah. No, that's stupid. No,
that's retarded.
That's dumb. That's dumb. We don't want that.
It's just not. It's. That people do that all the time.
You know, you could donate your body to science, and you're a big science person.
Yeah,
you can do that.
They'll open her up and say, "What the fuck is going on here?"
See,
Area 51.
The problem with that is, I would have to be naked around people that wouldn't deserve
you're
to see me naked.
Dead.
So, I still have to maintain who I am.
So, you actually have vanity in the afterlife?
Yes.
You're insane.
I've been telling you guys this for 5 years.
Wow, you actually would be like, no, they don't. That fat guy doesn't deserve to see me naked.
Put it in your will. No fat guys should see me naked when I'm dead.
I will.
Yeah, it has to be all women that are doing
you're nut job.
I'm very aware of that.
That's so funny though that she's like, yeah, I don't think there might be people that don't deserve to see me. Do you do that with your gynecologists and your doctors?
I've
you
had
sit
the
there and
same
like,
exact. Listen,
I don't think you deserve to be in my pussy right now.
Yes, I've had the same exact gynecologist my entire life.
It's a chick though, right?
It's a chick.
Oh, okay, you're good.
Though. Right up your alley.
And when I had to get the surgery done, I sat down with the people and the nurses that were going to be in there, and we talked about it beforehand.
You guys had like a pregame?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit.
Like a week prior to
a little meeting before the game started.
No, at my...
I requested
it.
Yeah.
And then I just...
Just because you wanted to see what they look like and see if they deserve to see you naked.
Wow, and, that's so...
And
that's
to so see if they were nice people and good people.
Do you think they'd be bad people? And do
you
really
think... You can tell people a doctor's disposition.
No, you can't.
Yeah,
I can tell you firsthand, no, you can't. When I was... The first day I was ever in the OR and I met some of the people that, you know, were performing the surgery, everyone seemed cool as shit until they started the surgery. You would fucking die if you saw some of the shit or heard some of the shit that they were saying and doing.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Like, like for instance, there was this one nurse that was in there and she was a little older. She's like middle aged and, you know, she seemed like a sweetheart, like real sweet. She's like, I don't want to say she was playing with the dude's dick that was out on the table.
Cool.
But she was kind of moving it around a little
bit.
Yeah. Hi.
Yeah, she was like doing like puppetry with it. Speaking and they were laughing. They were laughing. Like the other girls in the room were laughing.
Taking selfies.
Well, there was no, another time there was a girl, a younger girl who was like really happy with what the guy had. Right. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? This is like an animal hospital. This isn't for real. You know? Oh, you don't know when you're out.
Yeah,
when
but
you're
these there. Were, this was Cancer Treatment Center of America. I would think they were a little bit more professional.
I heard that's like the tops. That place is tops.
It was so fancy, though. Yeah. It was like the fanciest place I've ever been.
Are they all
in my
British?
Like, no, just like.
Yes, come in.
Everything was super fancy. It was weird. Like,
can I live here?
Like, the pens were like fancy. Like, everything was fancy.
Hello, love. Place. Have a seat.
And the like recovery see room. See you, they had fresh flowers and shit. Like, it was.
Where the fuck have you gone to the hospital at?
It was in Cherry Hill.
I know where it's at.
Oh.
But before that, you never, like. You going to Camden?
No, God, no. I've been going to the same gynecologist.
Best hospitals
since I was
16. Are in Camden.
Listen, I'm supposed to go to the gynecologist on Monday, and now I can't because my doctor had to take.
He canceled on you.
No, my doctor had to take a leave for a couple months, and they were like.
She knows you're coming in.
No,
so
and
you
they,
see your therapist.
I'm tired of seeing that fucking beat up pussy.
If I have to see that girl and her big dick one more time.
No, my doctor specifically called me to tell me because she's like, I know you won't see anybody else. I'll be back. I'm sure you're fine. And I was like, okay.
I'm sure you're fine. Meanwhile, sure you're fine. You got something growing in your vagina.
Missy, did you lose a watch? That's probably what the discomfort is.
No, and I'm fine. See, I was worried because I had not gotten my period for a while.
Oh boy.
But then Young I did. Mike. But then I did.
Were you stressed out?
Oh, dude.
How mad would he be if there was actually someone younger in that family? It's like a kid who has a baby brother or sister and they get all the attention.
Oh, what the fuck? It's a shame you're not pregnant.
Young
the
Mike.
Kid, the we, kid and young Mike could be in high school together.
Young Mike's like, I'm not giving up my bed.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you're getting blown up.
No.
I'm just kidding.
But then I was fine. Like, I got it, so I was fine.
What would happen if it went the other way?
I don't know.
Abortion.
I live in the moment. So
much abortion.
Yeah. I don't know.
Would you have told us?
Not until we noticed.
No, I mean, if you decided not to have
I have
it,
something to tell you guys. I won't be around for a couple
months. You would have told. I mean, obviously, well, you
once
bring
I
it
was like,
public,
once I was mentally prepared for the backlash.
If she ever comes in
backlash,
here.
Really? You think we would backlash you?
Yeah,
we
I think
really
you would rip into me.
No,
we'd have a field day, but we wouldn't be like. We wouldn't be like, you fucking idiot! Like,
yeah,
not like, no, not for that. No, that shit happens all the time. Never mind. I mean, it's just, like I said, it happens all the time. Look, you know, shit happens. It could happen to me. It could happen to any one of us.
Yeah, I was freaking out, but now I'm fine.
No, if anything, we would do like all kinds of like great shit, like, you know, with sound bites and stuff. But that's
I'd open that closet and get a wire coat hanger out and give it to her.
But
go to
got,
town.
I don't carry wire coat
iron
hangers.
Vagina, right?
I do.
What happened? What made you think? What made you doubt?
Because I was 23 days late.
Holy shit. That's enough to.
I have a period tracker and I hadn't gotten it since Firefly. And like months and months.
Wow.
Like,
that's when you had the orgy with all those dudes, right?
Oh my God. Shut up.
Right in the field?
Shut up. No, I didn't. Asshole.
Yeah, but they came on her face and her back.
Okay. Oh my God. Gotcha.
I'm getting a little grossed out, guys.
Yeah. Anyway, why? So I was freaking out.
But you use protection, right? You're not on a pill or anything, right?
Oh. Sudden pause.
All of a sudden that.
What happened to that whole, I don't pay for birth control under Obamacare? You said it last week.
I can't take birth control anymore.
Why?
Because I'm over 35 and I smoke.
So you went the pat.
What'd you do?
Is that why a couple weeks ago you said you needed to quit smoking?
Yeah.
You got nervous. You got legitimately nervous.
I was.
You were scared.
So what do you got to do now? Use a sock?
No, listen.
Young Mike is packing.
So for the first time in my entire life,
right?
I went and bought a pregnancy test.
No shit.
That's I find that
I
hard to believe.
I bought a variety pack, by the way, and took all of them.
Did you know how to use
it? Pulled out her dick and peed on all of them.
I was going to say, did you know how to use it, or did you end up having Mike pee on them?
I had funny story is I had no idea how to use it. I
really?
Had to read the directions.
She put it in her mouth like a thermometer under the tongue. Nothing's happening. Maybe I'm not pregnant.
No, I knew you had
she
to
She stuck
pee.
The whole thing in her cunt. It'll find a baby if it's in there.
She had one in each nostril, one under her tongue, one in her ass, one in her pussy.
Oh, my God.
Like, something's got to have a reading on one of these.
I didn't.
Yeah,
I
she pulled it out and said, you're dumb.
I'm on the phone with Biffle. She's laughing her fucking ass off.
Has she ever taken a pregnancy test?
Yeah, everybody.
Oh, it's for her. It's like normal, it sounds like.
No,
oh, so
no.
She's a whore is what
it's
you call
it's
her,
like,
right?
No, every Thursday I take a pregnancy test.
You hear this, Biffle?
No, that's not what I meant by it. It's that when I, at one point I was talking to a shitload of my friends that were girls at one time. And everyone was like, oh, who cares? You should always have them, like, on hand.
What? Really? Like, excuse me, I got to go to the bathroom real quick. And you go to the bathroom, like, why didn't I get pregnant during dinner?
You should have took the plan B as soon as you, like. When
Mike already had plan B. He was leaving.
I'm firing up the Batmobile and getting out of here.
Listen, after 23 days of being late, plan B wouldn't
no,
be
No, I
really.
Mean, but you if you didn't use the proper protection,
that's what you should carry on.
Hey, Mike, there was a couple times when my girl was really late, too, like close to that, like about, just about 3 weeks. And I was like,
see, I wasn't too worried about it because my cycle has always been bizarre.
Bleh.
Yeah. I mean, I've gone over a year without getting my period at one point in my life. Yeah,
without being on
birth control.
No. Like I was on birth control, but I would stop for the week and it wouldn't come, so I would just start back
Jesus,
up again.
How fucking clogged up are you?
No, it's okay now.
Okay. But I guess you stopped taking 3-4 at a time.
Well, no, I had
a rough week.
This guy's in with the
someone's on the phone. He's like, do you have a baby rattle in your hand? No, it's my pills.
My birth control.
So I'm like talking to Biffle, trying to figure it out. And I had to pee for like an hour. But I was like, I wanted to make sure that I had good pee. You know what I mean?
Good pee as
no,
opposed to
no,
bad
pee. I probably had to pee for like 2-3 hours. But I didn't want.
Is this regular pee or baby pee?
I picture Missy like peeing on a thermometer to check her temperature. Like but, just like, doing things all kinds of wrong.
Yeah, but do you know what I mean? Like if you drink too much water, it
you
won't
get clear
be...
pee.
Yeah, so.
You want the yellow pee.
I wanted the yellow pee, so right. I was like, then, I had been like.
Then
struggling.
Don't drink. You'll get yellow pee.
Well, that's what I did all day. So I had a plan in my head that I was going to take a pregnancy test.
Okay, birth thing.
A pregnancy test that night, but things had happened and I couldn't, and it kept like...
It didn't coincide with the penises going in and out of you.
Shut up.
I'm pregnant. I might as well just take another shot in the cunt.
Yeah. Oh. Oh, my God.
Yeah, leave the goal wide open. Pull the goalie. Fuck it.
So, for 3 hours...
Young
I
Mike, you gotta be laughing at this shit. This is fucking funny, man.
So, I had finally gone, bought it, was reading all the I didn't realize it was going to be a booklet of fucking information in there.
Birth control for dummies.
Yeah,
birth test for dummies.
No, but then I got in two in the variety pack, and one was a normal one, and one was digital. But then I had switched them by accident, so...
<He's digital. laughs>
So I'm trying
I didn't just do that.
So I'm taking the regular one at first. And but I'm reading the digital directions, so I'm doing it wrong, and I'm like, oh, what the fuck? So I had to like change it, and then
oh
it's
my
like,
god, you are so complicated. It's not
even
funny.
It's not even funny.
Holy
it's
shit!
Not. Because
you are a fucking
the
mess.
One you had to wait for the clock to like flash or something, right. And I was just like, oh, what
there's
the
a
fuck?
Clock on it. How big is your vagina?
No, it was like a little.
I think you know
she put a bed in there.
She put a grandfather clock. I'm peeing on this grandfather clock. It'll tell me if I'm pregnant.
No, so, okay. So, I finally take, I finally, like, pan in the cup. So I have the directions. So I'm like,
you're test positive.
I'm an extremely organized person. So I have like,
sounds like it.
No, I had to make sure everything was
you need to organize
organized.
Some birth control.
Shut the fuck up. All right. So I'm organized everything. It's all flat laid out. And I'm like, all right, now I can pee in the cup. And then I can put the sticks in the cup. Cause that's how these ones work. You put the sticks in the cup. You don't pee in it.
Oh, okay.
So.
Is anybody drinking this?
No, so I got a, little plastic cup that I threw out and I peed in it. But while I was peeing in the cup, guess what happened?
What happened? You spilled it.
I got my period.
Ew! Fucking nauseating.
And I was like, fuck it, I'm fully committed. I'd open everything, it's ready, so I'm just taking them anyway.
You're a fucking disgrace.
Was young Mike worried?
He didn't know what I was doing.
Oh, so he didn't know.
He probably walked in and was like, oh, blood!
So he
walked in and he was like, I really beat that shit up, didn't I?
Yeah. I put a whooping on that pussy.
Yeah.
Was he? Did he know you were late?
Yeah, I talked to him about it.
Was
obviously,
was he worried?
No, he was just like, "Are you worried?" And I was like, "Nah."
Were his bags packed?
No, he was fine.
Got the tricycle ready to go in fact.
No, but
they put the rails up on his bed. No one can fall out.
We're ready.
So then, yeah. So no. But he had been hanging out with me earlier that night, and I told him to leave so I could go do it.
What do you mean?
Like
you kicked him out so you can bleed in a cup?
Yeah.
Really?
I was just like, all right, go home now. I got shit to
do. Vomit.
And then he's like, did you want me to leave because you were doing this? And he knew exactly what I was doing. And I was like, yeah.
Ooh, I smell bacon.
I smell rusty pennies. Oh.
Yeah, but no, I was not with child.
Thank goodness.
Well, I started freaking out because I'm like,
sure.
Because I kept feeling like my period was coming. It wasn't. And I was, one of my friends is just found out she was pregnant. She's like a couple months along though now. And I was telling her about it, and she's the one who started freaking me out because she was like, Miss, not for nothing, but feeling like you're going to get your period and it doesn't come is exactly what being pregnant feels like. And I was like, fuck me. So I was like, all right, I got to do this. So
thank God the world doesn't have to deal with that.
Yeah, or me. I mean, I didn't know what I was going to do. So I kept thinking of every scenario in my head of what I was going to do, and I didn't like any of them.
Of course not.
So I was like, all right, I got to get my shit together and figure out what the fuck I did wrong here. And then it was just my body being crazy, just like me.
Do you think it has anything to do with all the drug abuse over the years?
No. The period thing I've had my entire life.
Oh.
Yeah, like I've always had, I had complications when I was younger, and then they, more complications and more complications, and then.
Her womb is polluted.
I have a tilted uterus.
Oh, Jesus
what?
Christ.
Yeah.
Really?
Hmm?
How the fuck that happen?
I was just born that way.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
You banging Lexington Steel?
No, like, they when I was like 16 years old, they told me they didn't think I would ever be able to like carry a child.
Mm-hmm. How about that?
Yeah,
you may have to have like a C-section or something.
Yeah, right? It probably would have to have a C-section.
She'll probably just shit it out in the cup.
I'll be like, taking a pregnancy test. A child comes out.
What the fuck
I'm
is
like,
that?
No, this is
we're
so
good,
silly.
Big Mike. We're good.
But yeah, I thought that was pretty, I thought it was ironic. I thought it was so fucking funny that I got my period. My entire life, I went my entire life never taking a pregnancy test. I was so proud of that.
So you're going to be more careful now?
Yeah, totally. Okay. I have this app that tells me.
Was it the
me,
heat
like,
of the
when,
moment?
Yeah.
What's
know.
The app called? I think my girl's got it.
Pee tracker.
Yeah, no.
Like no. Pee as in period.
Yeah, I get
tracker.
That. Yeah, obviously it's not urine.
It's got a little flower.
Holy crap!
Wow, that's pretty bad.
Something.
That's funny. So when are you as of right now, when are you due for your next shedding?
Okay, I will let you know.
Yeah.
Oh, if we only had Ryan's laugh right now.
Yeah, right?
I know. Ryan's laugh would be perfect. So I should get my period the 30th. They were thinking.
But don't show up that night.
She won't. We won't do a show that night. We're not doing a show that night.
What night's 30th?
It's not a Thursday. I know that.
That's good.
Today's the 20th.
It's a Wednesday,
right?
Actually. But yeah, but because of the averages of this, my
August 30th or September 30th?
September 30th.
Oh, okay.
I have I'm averaging 41 day cycles, not 28.
Jesus Christ, 41 yeah. days.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck.
Help! My pussy's gone crazy! Holy fuck.
So yeah, so, but that, I thought it was a really funny story.
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny. I think it's hilarious how you take your pregnancy tests. Like, the fact that you don't know how
to. Only you.
I figured she would have just dumped all of them in the toilet and just pissed.
I did.
See what happens when the toilet
know.
Water turns.
I thought that you literally peed on a stick.
That's what I thought.
No, yeah. you.
I thought
you
the girls sit on the bowl and put their hands
that's
under
what I thought.
No, you pour it in a. You pee in a cup and then you have to sit it in the cup
what
for
kind
5
of sick
minutes.
Shit is that?
I don't know. Ask fucking. I took a picture of it.
Johnson & Johnson?
No, it was like a. It was. I didn't. I never bought
CBS
one.
CBS brand.
No, yeah. Listen, I never bought one and I didn't want to talk to anybody it about it until I was doing it, until I was committed, you know?
She picked it up at the bodega around the corner.
No, so I bought the most expensive one because I thought.
How much do they run?
Like $30.
$30 for bad news?
Well,
get that for
condoms
free.
Are so much cheaper.
You just wait another month and get it for free. I think I'm pregnant. Something just kicked.
Oh, God. Oh, no, I don't. It was like fucking, I don't know.
Looks like
first
Freddy Krueger coming through
yeah,
the wall.
First you're right. First response.
Yeah,
APT.
Something that
first
was,
response.
It was expensive, but it was worth it. And it, this story was hilarious.
Yes, it was.
Thank you for that.
Especially should, when I'm on
I'm
the
I'm surprised
phone
you didn't
with
put
Cam
that on fucking social
dying.
Media.
I did, but vague. But I did it in a.
Did you put a picture of the cup
way.
With the thing?
No.
Oh, that would
have
been
in
hilarious.
Obscure way, so
fruit
that,
punch.
Well, no, that when I like say it one day. Oh my god, that is gross.
Is that a cup of ragu? What is that?
Is that and Mad Dog 40/40? Fruit punch.
Strawberry Hill.
Mad Dog 41/41.
Oh god. But yeah, I was happy and Kim was laughing. Oh my god.
She's a good
we
friend.
We were hysterical on the phone. Like I couldn't stop laughing. And she's like, "What are you doing?" And I was like, "I just got my period." She's like, "So you're not pregnant?"
Wait, you got it while you were on the phone with her?
Yeah.
You literally were getting your period while you were on the phone.
Yes.
That's nasty.
That's hot.
What are you doing in there?
It's fine. I don't care.
You're like one of those people that call people when you're on the toilet.
Not if I'm pooping. I try not to bring my phone into the bathroom, to be honest with you.
Why? So you get a chance to play your games.
Yeah, no.
Catch up
the,
on some stuff.
Maybe in my own private bathroom, but not in like at work. And I only poop then.
Jesus Christ. She's on the phone with Biffle. And she's like, Biffle's like, "What's that?" Nothing. Nothing at all. What do you hear? I hear some sort of noise.
Are you in the bathroom?
What is that? I have no idea what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, are you mowing the lawn? No.
What are you talking about? Why'd you yell? The water splashed up and hit my balls.
Oh, my God. What only Missy.
Yep.
Yeah.
23 days late.
Oof. I love that story.
What a bullet you dodged.
Seriously.
Imagine.
What a bullet he dodged.
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah, man.
Isn't it crazy how the three of us are more concerned for him?
Yeah, fuck you guys.
Yeah, dude, take a hint.
Yeah, right, dude. If that's not a sign
shut
saying run.
Up.
Can't be any more
Mike,
clearer.
What do you need? A hanger, a flight of steps, a punch in the gut? What do you
some
need?
Some Windex? What's up?
Drano, what can I get for you, buddy?
What's up?
A midget?
Throw a midget into her stomach.
Oh my
it's called
God.
Ryan. I got a fucking midget for you.
Put her at the end of the fucking slip and slide.
That's funny because when we did talk about it, he said, "What would you do?" And I was like, "I don't know, throw myself down a flight of stairs." And he was like,
"High what? Five."
He's like, "No." He was like, "Are you serious?"
Keep it in an abortion.
Why would you throw yourself down the stairs? Just go get it done.
Oh, God. I don't even want to think about it.
She'd have to interview the doctors first.
Yeah, right.
How good are you with that?
I just don't think I would ever want to do that.
Well, do you know how what they actually do?
Yeah, but they suck it out, right?
Basically. Yeah, they like, vacuum it out.
That's like upsetting.
Yeah, it is upsetting.
I don't think I could do that.
Dude, relax. Your kid's born. He's good to go.
I know, but still.
You know, if anything's an abortion, it's your life.
Oh, my God.
Man. That is fucked up.
And on that, cue to music.
Señorita, what are you doing? Piñata.
I need Chris with the Mexican music.
What? Jerk off.
Mexican midgets for anybody. Arriba. Yeah.
I fucking hate you.
Oh, man. I couldn't imagine Missy pregnant or even a mother. That's crazy. Yeah. That's like end of world shit. That's like end of days shit right
that
there.
That would be my whole entire – I would have to be a different person.
We would all be different people. You would affect everybody around you.
Hell.
Because I don't even know how to talk to you after that.
Yeah.
You're not the same person anymore.
I wouldn't
you're
be the same you'd be person.
A you're mom. A mom. Yeah, you're a mom. At this point, it's like I don't think we can do a show anymore. We might have to pack up
the show.
We
cannot call her a whore.
No, we can't. Because we know who the dad is. Sure. That's out the window. Might as well erase those sound bites. No, it would really be fucking awkward if you like you had a kid. Missy's thinking about like, maybe I should have a kid. I won't hear any more horror.
Although, it'd be interesting to see all her mistakes as she goes.
Not
along.
Really. No. I get emotionally affected by that shit. She turns out to be a bad mom. I'm not going to be happy.
No,
about that.
Well, at least you know the kid would eat well.
Why?
Oh, yeah. You got big breasts.
Wow. I'm like, I don't understand.
Yeah, I didn't get it at first either. I'm like,
I'm like, are you saying I'm fat? Like,
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, but no, I would have to change. Everything would change. I would have to be a completely different
Your
person.
Your social calendar will definitely be fucked up.
No, yeah. I would be that asshole that was posting pictures about
Should be
everything.
Doing coke off the baby.
No, I would because I've...
I did a line off his soft head.
Oh, God. Ew.
What, now, let me ask you something. If you were to have a boy, okay, just we're spitballing here.
Okay.
If it was a boy, what name would you like to have called him?
My favorite name for a boy is my brother's name, and he said that if he has a kid, he wants
to name that same
name. That.
He wants a junior.
Yeah.
What was your brother's name?
Christopher.
Okay, so
it's not mine.
Do you have a backup? Young Mike.
Junior.
Young,
I don't know.
Mike?
I guess if he was the dad and he wanted to name it that, I would be okay with that.
And what if it was a girl?
I like Samantha.
Samantha.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't really care about a guy's name.
Two decent names. Yeah. You don't care about a guy's name.
Like, I wouldn't care about... I feel like that would be more like...
Escobar.
I just feel like that's more of like a man and a... Like, a father and a son. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think me and my girl see eye to eye on that.
Like, I would want him to, I don't know. I would want the guy to pick it, I guess.
Mm.
That's weird, I guess. That's... I don't know. I would probably be okay with any name, though. Yeah, if I love the person.
I highly doubt that. Why? I have a feeling, I don't know. I just have a feeling.
Well, if it was Mike, then that's a good name. Mike's a great name.
Yeah. No, Mike is fine. I'm saying, you say any name, like... Somebody throws a ridiculous name out there.
Like what? I don't
think JoJo, the idiot circus boy.
Did I say I wouldn't care about that?
Where's JoJo, the idiot circus boy?
Right.
No, I really don't think I would care about a name. But I would probably fight for the girl name. Fight for Samantha.
Yeah.
I always wanted my name to be Samantha.
Why don't you change it to that? You already changed it. Your name's not even Missy.
I'm like, it's fitting. Missy is fitting to me now, I feel.
Well, no, now. But I'm saying, if you liked it so much, why don't you call yourself Samantha?
I don't
Samantha.
Know. You don't give yourself your own name. Somebody
What'd you
gives
do?
It to you.
Someone gave you Missy?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you changed
no,
it.
No, I hated being called Missy, but it stuck, and I just had to embrace
Wait,
it.
Wait, I'm confused. So you didn't like your birth name, so you asked it to get changed, and they picked?
No, my dad just changed it.
Oh, without you saying anything about
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's weird. Well, you guys running from the cops?
No, I was a baby. I didn't have any fucking say. My dad just didn't want the other guy's name to be involved in my name anymore, and he said,
So he changed your first and last name. Mm-hmm. So Carr is not your real last name.
No, it's not my birth name.
Whoa. New mystery.
Yeah.
No shit.
My birth name is Baldwin.
Rachel Baldwin.
Mm-hmm.
You are a fucking split personality. Rachel Baldwin. So now, if I get mad at Missy, I'd be like, I'm done talking to Missy. I'm talking to Rachel now.
Like, Rachel could be like the devil, though. Rachel could be evil.
You think Rachel was evil?
I don't know.
Shit, if Rachel was evil, maybe. You're fucked.
I've never tapped into that part of me.
No.
So.
No, just Coco and all the other ones.
Yeah, those ones, because they were like right there.
Right.
But Rachel's buried deep inside.
Rachel's mm-hmm. buried deep. What, in her tits? Only Joe Matarese can bring out the Rachel in me.
Only what?
Joe Matarese can bring out the Rachel.
That was some deep shit. You know, I got to go back and listen to that show. That was a good episode.
We haven't talked to him
since.
It was
like a fucking exorcism.
Yeah, it really was.
I remember feeling like I was going to have a... This was when... It was at your house, right?
Yeah.
Chris? And I think this was at the point where you were like, I don't want anybody smoking inside anymore. And I like literally picked up the cigarettes and went like that, and I was shaking. And you were like, "It's okay, you can smoke a cigarette." And I was just,
"Oh, Chris,
I was bugging." Nice.
Go fuck yourself.
You got a sweet side there.
Listen, you guys were all fucking nice to me at one point in your lives. You just are now because you know me.
No, that's not true. Every time you go through some hard shit, we're always nice to you.
You're always very nice to me.
Yeah,
but I haven't gone through anything hard lately.
No,
so.
And the next time you will, we'll be nice to you again. And then after that shit wears out, we'll go back.
Too bad you weren't pregnant.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's there's a hell of a scapegoat right there.
Yeah, but if
look,
I was
guys,
pregnant,
I'm a mother now.
If I was pregnant and smoking, I feel like that would be wrong.
You wouldn't be smoking if you were pregnant, not in front of me anyway.
Mm-mm. That's what I mean. Like, so
you take another one.
Yeah, that
in the
kid's
temple.
Gonna have enough problems,
dude. I really thought about every possibility of what I could do, right? And I really don't think I could ever have an abortion. I really don't think I could do it. So I was like, all right, could I give the baby up for adoption?
Wow.
And I was like, no.
Then I think you have your answer.
Like, I was stuck with having a kid, and I was just like...
I like the way she put that. I'm stuck.
And then I was like, you know what?
I
could do it.
You imagine
I could
kid's,
do it. You know, like, I was pumping myself up.
The kid's first words?
I have cancer.
Oh. Holy shit.
Fuck you.
You ever see that commercial now?
Yes.
With the lady looking at her kid through the fucking igloo?
Yeah.
Yep.
Fucked up, dude.
Yeah, man.
I know. They fucking
hey, little advice.
Commercials.
Talk to your kid through the hole.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's terrifying.
Yeah, it's bad. I think my mom smoked when she was pregnant with me.
Really?
I don't know why. It never stuck. Yeah, my girlfriend teases me about that shit. She's like, yeah, if I'm ever pregnant, I might have a glass of wine every once in a while. I'm like, no, you're not.
I think that's allowed, though.
Yeah,
I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. You don't know my girlfriend. I picture her guzzling bottles of wine when I'm not
around. Her glass of wine fits the whole bottle.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yeah. The girl can drink some wine.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, but I think she's responsible enough to take care of her baby inside her.
You know? I believe that too, but unfortunately, she's also part Irish, so that drinking thing is almost like a curse.
Nah, because it doesn't affect you anymore; it affects somebody else. You got to think about that.
What do you mean? It's my kid.
No, I mean like she would. I think that would change. I feel like you would probably change the moment you found out you were pregnant, and you would become motherly and take
care pregnant.
Of it. But do you know what I mean? I don't know.
I mean, I told her if she got pregnant, I would quit smoking immediately.
That's good.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't want to even bring the smell of smoke in the house, let alone, you know, smoke in front of her. I wouldn't do that.
Hell yeah.
You know? Like right now, we're just killing Marco.
Yeah. I'm the one going to get cancer.
Yeah. I'm telling you, you got to bring your sleep apnea mask when you're here. At least you get some oxygen.
Don't feel bad. His decisions have been slowly killing himself for a long time.
Yeah, we didn't give you a heart problems, dude.
High blood pressure.
We didn't give you that either. If anything, we're easing the pain. All right, you guys want to wrap it up?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, let's wrap it up.
Young Mike should wrap it up.
Yeah, in the future, wrap that rascal.
Just tell him to use a tube sock next time.
Oh, my God.
He's a pimp.
Grease up a tube sock.
Jesus. Ew. It's so fucking gross.
Oh my God. You act like it's weird. I think every guy.
Certain things are weird to
I think every say. Guy. Every guy on this planet, I think, has jerked off in a sock.
That's
before.
Fucking weird.
Marco, have you ever created crispy socks?
Absolutely.
Chris?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought you were about to say no. I was like,
I have like a family of crispy socks.
Chris has a whole bag of crispy socks.
It's gross.
Use it as a weapon.
I could break through a safe in the bank with them.
Do you throw them out when you're done?
Yeah. No, I wash them and put them on my feet.
Yeah.
No, I wash them and use them again.
You mark them with a J so you know they're your jerk off socks.
No, you use it.
It's in white.
First of all, you should never use white socks when you jerk off because it doesn't stay white when it dries. It looks pretty bad. It looks almost like a very watered down coffee
stain. Yeah, but who cares what it looks like when it's dry if you just throw it out?
Well, you know, sometimes one falls under the bed and you find it years later.
I feel like this is the mystery of mothers everywhere always thinking that socks vanish in the washing machine and in the dryer.
Oh, you think it's
when really it's because their sons have been jerking off into their own socks.
Yeah, but what about mothers that don't have sons?
They have
husbands.
Probably, listen, I'll talk to mothers.
I think the dog's jerking off in socks.
I'll talk to mothers that only have daughters and be like, do you have this missing sock problem? And I bet they don't.
No, they do. My girlfriend misses
socks.
Maybe
you should interview.
Maybe you use her socks then.
No, I don't.
That's actually a good idea. Girls buy more comfortable socks.
They do.
I'm too lazy.
They're like
silky
soft.
Right down the drain in the shower.
You should interview all the mothers you work with and get to the bottom of this.
I'm going to because this is interesting.
Yes, do it.
Record it.
Yeah, do a, what do you call it? A study.
A study.
Yeah.
I'll do it.
A little.
This seems like...
How many times have we heard this from her?
Yeah, no shit. Come on, she can't even take a pregnancy test right. You think she's going to do that shit?
I know.
I think I'm supposed to pee in a bowl.
She'd be like, speaking to the microphone, holding a mouse out.
Just talking to this cup of piss.
This cup of bloody piss.
Yes.
You know what? I can't really judge her because I had that bloody sock. So
that's true, you did.
That was a crispy sock.
That was a fucking crispy sock.
That was a bad sock. That was really bad. I saved it for show purposes.
Yeah, you broke it out.
Agreed, but Jesus.
I like that you put it in a Ziploc bag.
Well, yeah. What do you think about it?
At least
like, pass around, touch it, you know.
Taste it.
Ew.
Something smells like pennies and chlorine in here. That was a fucking nightmare. I hate, you know what I hate? When I forget about that and then someone brings it up and I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe that happened. Like, you know,
yeah, seriously.
It was fucking nasty. All right, Miss, you want to take us out?
Yeah. Thanks everybody for listening. We will be back next week in this time period. We will keep you posted on whether or not we are back on iTunes. Hopefully we will be in the next couple of days. You can go to riotcast.com/jerseyjerks and check out all the other shows on there, right?
Right.
Yes. Right, okay. And you can also donate some money if you're feeling like you're in the giving spirit.
Right.
For my child that may or may not come one day.
Or just to donate to keep her, you know, not having to pay for pregnancy tests.
Yeah, contraceptives, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be back next week.
Alrighty.
Word.
Lights on the blab, robotic kicking flat. We'll flame a bit of batter till the chatter matter than the mat. I'm expired, come my flatter. Got the data, turn your body.
This concludes our broadcast day. Click.